KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, fans, and welcome out here to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green here with KCNR Shasta Redding, broadcasting at 96.5 FM and online at KCNR1460.com along with 1460 AM. It's great to have you with us here on a Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. The Colt 45's taking on the Fresno Athletics. The second game of this weekend series between your Redding Colt 45's and the Fresno A's. The Fresno A's, a team that handed the Colt 45's their first loss of the season. That was back in early June when the Colt 45's went on the road and played in a two-game set down in Fresno at Chancy Park, home of the Fresno Grizzlies, the single A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. We have three games here against the Fresno Athletics before Los Baseball Academy rolls into town on Sunday. All 7:15 p.m. starts, of course. And next week we'll have the California Tigers and the Novato Knicks in town before we round out this 2025 campaign with a three-game series against the Fairfield Indians on July 31st through August 2nd. Not a lot of games left for this 27-3 Colt 45's ball club in this 2025 campaign. Again, the second game of this three-game set versus the Fresno Athletics, but then the Sunday game will be against Los Baseball Academy. Colt 45's last night won by a score of 8-0. The winning pitcher was Noah Madsen. The losing pitcher was Ryan Weller for the Fresno A's. Tonight, the Colt 45s will be sending Ty Cook out to the mound, who is 4-0 on the year with a 1.26 ERA. He has 51 strikeouts on the year. He got that 50th strikeout in his last outing against Athletic Edge Ball Club out of Petaluma, where he threw a complete game shutout and struck out 10. It's a sensational outing from the right-hander. He'll be working again tonight. He's trying to get his fifth win of the season in his seven starts. He's got 42 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed only four walks. He's had a fantastic year for this 2025 ball club. He'll be getting the start tonight, getting the baseball from head coach Bob Anderson. The Colt 45's donning some new apparel, the white bottoms, and then the digital desert camo tops. Just a pretty cool look out there for the Colt 45's. A little bit of a different look than their typical yellow and white apparel. And Cobra Rafael batting second in tonight's lineup. He's got 23 steals on the year. He's 23 of 25 in the steals department. For the Fresno A's, Tyson Miller will be leading off and playing center field. And George Smith at shortstop batting second, followed by Parker Crystal at first base, followed up by Luke Free, right fielder, and then Scott Mitchell in left, Isaac Fernandez the catcher, Ryan Sanders the second baseman, Jacob Maynard at third, Julian Rodriguez the DH, for Cooper King facing off against Ty Cook, Miller in center, Smith at short, Crystal the first baseman, Free in right batting cleanup, Mitchell in left, Fernandez the catcher, Sanders the second at second base, Maynard at third, and Rodriguez the DH facing off against this Colt 45 ball club, standing at 27-3 on the year. There are 24 games over 500. We will have the starting lineups for the Colt 45s momentarily, but before we do that, we will have tonight's national anthem, which I believe will be performed by the Sandlot Sound. In just a few moments, will actually be Ron Gusecki singing tonight's national anthem. We're going to pause as everyone stands and removes their caps for tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem. With tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem, a beautiful Star Spangled Banner from Mr. Gusecki. For the Colt 45s, leading things off and playing center field will be Trajan Rojowski. We followed up that second spot by Colby Raphael patrolling right field, and then Dom DeCagna will be the DH batting third. Dylan Green will be batting cleanup and at first base, giving Andrew Mora the night off. Isaac Mandujano will be out there at third base, batting sixth. And then Ryan Hamm will be at second base, followed up by Brandon Zanny, the catcher. He'll be catching tonight's starting pitcher, Ty Cook, followed by Mark Anthony Carroll at shortstop. And then Corey Likens rounding out the lineup, patrolling left field. Rogowski in center, Raphael in right, DeCagna the DH, Green at first, Mandujano at third, Ryan Hamm at second, Brandon Zanny behind the dish, Carroll at short, and Likens in left for these Colt 45s facing off against the Fresno A's. Representing Ty Cook to the mound, who last year had a 6-1 record, a 2.51 ERA in 9 starts, in 9 games for the Colt 45s, rather. And 6 starts, 39 in the third innings. He had 55 strikeouts and walked 12. And something that jumps from those numbers is the fact that he's only walked 4 this year. He's drastically improved his command, walking one-third of the batters in more innings than he pitched last year. He pitched 39 in the third last year. And thus far in his 2025 campaign, he's pitched 42 and two-thirds innings. So some great stuff from the 6'3", 220 right-hander, Ty Cook. As he awaits the Colt 45s taking the field, getting ready to begin things here on a wonderful Friday night edition of Colt 45s baseball. We're sitting right around 96 degrees with the wind blowing around just a little bit, pulling things off under shaded seats out here at Tiger Field. Just a light breeze blowing. Another reminder to bring your family out to the ballpark this year. We've got a couple more weekends of baseball left. Plenty more chances to have some fun out here at the ballpark with your loved ones. For the Colt 45's offense, Dom DeCagna leading the way. He's batting .410 on the year. He's got 9 doubles and 27 RBIs. He also has 2 home runs, one of which was a part of that cycle that he had on a Thursday of Independence Day weekend, a couple weekends ago. Very sensational feat to have. Adam Reyes right behind him, batting 395 on the year. He's got 16 RBIs. He's also 5 of 6 in stolen bases. Andrew Mora not in the lineup tonight. He's leading the team with 31 RBIs. He also has walked 27 times. But Colby Rafael in the lineup tonight and batting second. He is 23 of 25 in the steals department. And Brandon Zaney in the lineup, of course, out of Simpson University here in Redding, California, my alma mater. Called a few games for him just last year. Simpson this last year in 21 starts. He had 3 doubles, 5 RBIs, 13 walks, and was 4 of 5 in the stolen bases department. He batted 203 in 28 games. And then last year with the Colt 45s, batted 282 with 4 doubles, a home run, 18 RBIs, 21 walks, and 2 stolen bases. Colt 45s will be looking to get their 28th win of the year, facing off against the Fresno Athletics. Last year, Fresno went 23-20-1. They have a very similar schedule this year. They've had a solid year. Out there playing at Chancy Park, home of the Fresno Grizzlies, which is the single A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. So some pretty cool stuff for the Fresno A's. They play at a minor league stadium, a 3-deck stadium. And the Colt 45s actually got to play down there about a month and a half ago. Just, you know, get a little taste of what the big leagues is like, which is pretty cool. So we get set to get underway here. The corner's playing in. He's now looking hitting Tyson Miller as Ty Cook winds and deals the first pitch of the left-hand hitting Tyson Miller. And it's taken for a strike at the knees. The first pitch comes in at 7:17, and we are underway at Tiger Field. Cook peers in, now winds and deals again. Check swing. Didn't go. Called ball. Evens up the count at 1-1. Cook with 51 strikeouts on the year. And he's got likely at least 2 more starts for this ball club. Here's the 1-1. It's a line shot into right field for a base hit. Tyson Miller with a single. That's the way the ball game begins. Laced it through the right side between Dylan Green and the second baseman tonight for the Colt 45s, Ryan Hamm. Just a huge hole on that right side. Green was playing in on the grass and laced it over their heads. Now the right hand hitting George Smith will step up to the plate. George Smith out of Phoenix, Arizona. Showing bunt, pulls back, taking for a strike. Dylan Green holding on the runner at first. That's Miller. Right-hand hitter deep in the box with a slightly open stance. Cook quick move back to first, not in time. Now Cook peers back in at Zaney, pitching out of the stretch. Cook, glove at the belt. Huge lead over there. First kicks and deal swing. And this for strike 2. Smith goes for a little walk. Now steps back in. Miller 2 or 3 steps off the bag over there. First being held on by Green. Cook checks him at first. Comes set. Kicks and deals. It's a ground ball toward Green at first. He's going to step on first now. Throw down to second base. Tag applied. In time. A 3-6 double play. An unconventional way to do it, but it worked nonetheless. A great play by Dylan Green. That's one way to erase both runners. Typically, you would go to second, get the force, and relay back to first, but where Green was playing, holding the runner on, it was right down the line to him. He basically already had his left foot on the bag. and quickly stepped on first, whirled around, and threw down to second base, an absolute dot right to Mark Anthony Carroll, who applied the tag to Tyson Miller. Now the right-hand hitting Parker Crystal takes the first pitch just off the plate, low and outside for ball one. Parker Crystal out of Wabash Valley College in Paris, California. There's a 1-0 from the righty Cook. Misses low, skips all the way back to the backstop for ball two. Now Cook with a new baseball. Winds and deals to the right-hand hitter. In the dirt again, skips past Zanny. Not quite able to pick it off the dirt. That's ball three to the right-hand hitting Parker Crystal. Cook peers in at Zanny as Crystal slips back into the box. The 3-0 delivery from Cook. It's a fastball off the plate outside, and a four-pitch walk issued to Parker Crystal. That's only the fifth walk of the year issued by Ty Cook. The Fresno Athletics donning the road gray pants and yellow tops with green sleeves and white and green stripes on the bottom half. The yellow socks. Some players rocking the socks up high. Colt 45s. The white bottoms and then the new Desert Digital Camo tops. New addition to the Colt 45 apparel. Pickoff attempt toward first, not in time. Solid lead over there by Crystal. He's about two or three steps off the bag. Now there's a ground ball toward the second baseman. Hame is going to flip to second to get the easy force on the play. 4-6 put out. Retires the side. We're scoreless through the top half of the first with the Colt 45s. Coming up in the bottom half tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. At the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on a Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. A leadoff single back in the top of the first for the Fresno Athletics was not enough to get anything going. They stranded one. Now we're here in the bottom of the first inning. Be Rogowski, Rafael, and DeCagno leading things off here in a scoreless ball game. In the bottom of the first, as the catcher, Isaac Fernandez for the Fresno Athletics, makes his throw down to second base. The defense behind Cooper King, the right-hander for the Fresno A's, from left to right on the infield, it will be Jacob Maynard at third, George Smith at short, Brian Sanders the second at second base, and then Parker Crystal over there at first. First pitch to Rogowski, catches the top of zone for a called strike one. And then left to right field, it will be Scott Mitchell in left, Tyson Miller in center, and Luke Reed in right. The 0-1 delivery inside corner right at the knee, called strike two. Gowski on the year batting 338. Here's the 0-1 foul back out of play. Down the first base side to be on the dugout.
That foul ball brought to you by East Concrete Construction.
Now with the new baseball, King winds a deal, the 0-2. Breaking ball just off the plate. One ball and two strikes to Trajan Rogowski. A 1-2 delivery from Cooper King. It's a breaking ball inside corner, ring him up. Rogowski knew it. Another looking strikeout for Rogowski. The last couple of weekends, he's had a handful of those, which is not something that was happening earlier in the year. Now the right fielder, Colby Raphael, to the plate. First pitch from King is fouled back to the screen for strike one. The catcher making a nice barehanded play, playing the carom. Catcher Isaac Fernandez. Now the 0-1. Check swing. Doesn't matter on the inside corner. Ball strike two. Great pitch there from Cooper King on the inner half. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward right. The 0-2 pitch. Misses in the dirt. Blocked by Fernandez. One ball and two strikes. Center fielder Miller shaded toward that right center gap. Now the 1-2 pitch from King off the plate. That'll even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Rafael ready, says King winds and deals the 2-2. Way that swing and a miss. Rafael down on strikes. Back-to-back K's for Cooper King. Starting pitcher for the Fresno A's. Now we'll be facing off against Dom DeCagno. He's batting 410 on the year. The DH tonight, batting third. He also has 9 doubles and 27 RBIs on the year. Again, he had that cycle back on the Thursday before 4th of July. Takes the first pitch ball up and in. Wide open stance deep in the box with the block socks up high. Takes the off-speed, low and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. This is the only ball club that the Colt 45s have seen already this year after they played them on the road back on June 3rd and 4th. Now the 2-0 catches the inside corner right at the knee. 2-1 to DeCagno. Pitch. Waved at breaking ball for strike two. Cano went after it down low and came up empty. Dylan Green on deck should DeCagno reach. The 2-2 delivery with two out, nobody on, off the plate. Missed low and away. It will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cano has 7 walks on the year, could get his 8th right here. The payoff pitch with 2 outs. The chopper toward the shortstop. Gloves throws on the run to first, picked by the first baseman in time. A great play on Bolton's by George Smith and Parker Crystal to retire the side. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3 as we head to the top of the second inning here in this scoreless ballgame. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution, or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
And welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. Leading things off will be Scott Mitchell. He takes a called strike one on the inner half. Now takes a huge cut and miss for strike two. Missing that fastball from Ty Cook. The infield shaded a couple of steps to pull on the right-hand hitter with a wide stance up in the box. Is the 0-2 pitch from Cook. Check swing. Ring him up. Strike three called. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night from Ty Cook. That's his first strikeout of the night. His 52nd of the year. Now the right-hand hitting Isaac Fernandez, the catcher for the Fresno A's.
Now batting.
We'll step into the box.
Number 65, Isaac Fernandez.
Slightly open stance deep in the box. Cook peering over his glove. Gets his sign, winds and deals here in the scoreless top of the second. It's a line shot foul down the third base side. For strike one, had a beat on it, but pulled it way far down the line. Also due up is Brian Sanders, the second. He's in the on-deck circle. Cook gets a sign from Zanny. Now winds and deals the 0-1 delivery. Swing and miss for strike two. Blew a fastball by him way upstairs. Got him to chase.
Behold the power of beer.
New balls and two strikes for the second batter in a row. Here's the 0-2 delivery from Cook. This is low and away. Great job by Zanny. Moving to his right, maneuvering to keep that baseball from escaping him. Smothering the pitch. Now the 1-2 from Cook off the first base side of the rubber. Swing and a miss. Got him on the off speed again.
Sweet strikeout for number two.
So another strikeout for Ty Cook, his second of the night. Now the right end hitting Brian Sanders, the second to the plate, rocking the yellow socks up high. Deep in the box with an open stance, Cook winds and deals. It's a ground ball toward Mondoano at third. Gloves throws across in time. 5-3 on the play. The A's go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the second here in this scoreless ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Football fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on a Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. We're scoreless here in the bottom of the second inning. Due up is Green, Mondo, Hano, and Ham for the Colt 45's. Facing off against the right-hand throwing Cooper King of the Fresno A's. Working here, trying to keep this ball game scoreless. Colt 45's went 1-2-3 in the top of the first inning. Looking to not repeat history here with the heart of the lineup blew up. Green at first base tonight.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the
on the year. Dylan Green's batting 282 from Folsom College. Dylan Green and John Handy, a couple of teammates at Folsom College. Here's the first pitch from Cooper King. Bounces it in there for ball one. Here's the 1-0, 0-2 rather, on the inside corner for strike two. Green quickly in an 0-2 hole.
Yeah.
Left side of the infield shaded to pull on Green. Green waves and misses for strike two. One ball and two strikes on Dylan Green. Cooper King comes set, winds and deals the 1-2. It's a line shot into left field for a base hit. Dunked it over the shortstop head. Green wide turn at first. Bobbled it left by Scott Mitchell, and Green into second base with the hustle. A leadoff double for the Colt 45s. Now a runner in scoring position for Isaac Mondohano, the third baseman. Fresno A's are going to pinch the middle infielders up the middle. At double, what looks like double play depth, but they're just trying to keep the runner close at second. So a makeshift double play depth in a sense. Mondohano, the third baseman, they also have the third baseman playing in on the grass. So first pitch from Cooper King misses low and in for ball one. So, try to get a ground ball to the left side. If anything, here's the 1-0. Catches the inside corner right at the belt. Keeping up the count at one ball and one strike. Try and not let that runner advance to second base. That's Dylan Green after the leadoff double. So 1-1. Swing on the outside corner called strike two. Jacob Maynor over there at third base playing even with the bag a few steps off the line. One ball and two strikes with nobody out and a runner on second base. That's Dylan Green. Cooper King kicks and deals a breaking ball. This is way up and away. To even up the count at two balls and two strikes. King comes set out of the stretch. The 2-2 pitch to Mondohano is fouled back out of play. Over the screen. It's a count of holds at two balls and two strikes. Now with the new baseball, King peers in, comes set, gloves the belt. Kicks and deals the 2-2 to Mondohano. Fouled back again out of play. Just a little bit late on that fastball in. King readies. So he gets a sign from Fernandez.
Glove at the belt. Kicks and deals again, the 2-2. On the outside corner, ring him up. Strike three called, a perfect pitch that just caught the corner.
Strikeout for round number one.
This is the third strikeout for Cooper King, and his second one looking.
Second baseman, number 19, Ryan Hamm.
Now Ryan Hamm to the plate. Dylan Green still over there at second base. He led off the inning with the double. Swing and miss for strike one. Blew a fastball by him. Ryan Hamm, the right-hand hitter, came up empty on it. Fastball lower in the zone. Got Hamm to chase. Now King peers in. Comes set. The 0-1 delivery. It's a breaking ball. Misses upstairs. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Ryan Hamm, a right-hand hitter, deep in the box with an open stance. King comes set. Now winds and deals a 1-1. Bounces in there, blocked by Fernandez. Great job by Fernandez to keep that ball smothered. Kept it from sneaking through the five hole. Now the 2-1 delivery from the righty Cooper King. Misses low again for ball three. Brandon Zeck, should the inning continue? Here's the 3-1 with one out and a runner on second, Dylan Green in scoring position. Misses inside, and Hamm works himself a free pass. The second base runner of the inning for the Colt 45s. Now there's runners at first and second. From Brandon Zanny, tonight's catcher.
Catcher
out of Simpson University. A fellow Red Hawk. Right-hand hitter. Closed stance deep in the box. The infield playing behind the runners at first and second. First pitch misses off the plate. Low and away for ball one. So runners take their leads. On deck is Mark Anthony Carroll. Here's the 1-0 from Cooper King. Way back by Zanny. Got him to chase it. Low and away. That evens up the count at one ball and one strike. With one out and runners on first and second here in a scoreless bottom of the second inning. King comes set, working out of the stretch. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Misses low. Fastball not catching the zone. Now Zanny steps back into the box. Just to stance a little bit. Wiggling that back foot. Now righties. King kicks and deals from the first base side. Fastball swing and a miss for strike two. Zanny might have got a piece of it, but Fernandez held on to it. Just missed that one. He's on time with it and everything. Now the 2-2 from King as he gets his sign. Cooper King comes set, checks the runner back at second. That's Green. Dancing off the bag over there at second, the 2-2 pitch, poked at by Zanny, fouls it back to the screen. Dylan Green with a big secondary lead, tried to deke a throw on over to second base. Dylan Green from second, and Ryan Hamm from first. Green doubled, Mondo Hano struck out looking, Hamm walked. Now it's a 2-2 count on Brandon Zanny. With one out, and a scoreless bottom of the second, here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball fouled off. Zanny battling here with Cooper King in what will be the seventh pitch of this at bat. Zanny steps back into the box and readies as Cooper King peers in to get his sign. Now comes that glove at the belt. Kicks and deals the 2-2. popped up back behind first base. Gristle giving chase toward the bullpen, right near the bullpen. Over-the-shoulder catch, quickly throws it into third base. What a catch by Parker Crystal down beyond the first base dugout, all the way toward the batting cages out there. Makes the out. That is out number two of the inning. Now the umpires are going to have a little conference. Not sure what exactly for. I believe to see if it was technically out of play or not. Due to lack of fencing out there, there's just some ground rules here at Tiger Field on whether or not that's actually a catch. Due to where the grass stops and everything, it's similar down the left field side with the third base club down there and the bleachers with the Colt 45 bin. There's no fence between the bullpen in there. And it's actually a foul ball. It was technically out of play, so that great catch from Parker Crystal does not actually count. Now it's one out still and a 2-2 count on Brandon Zanny. Now the eighth pitch of this at-bat after a few foul balls. Dylan Green, huge lead from second base. He's going to take third, throw it down, but the third is not in time, and the trailing runner also into second base with the steal. A double steal pulled off by the Colt 45s. Ryan Hamm getting into second base without a throw, and Dylan Green beating the throw to third from Isaac Fernandez. Zanny took that pitch for ball three. Now it's a full count on Zanny. Here's the payoff pitch. Popped up again, back toward the crowd over the screen. And Zanny stays alive. Now the ninth pitch incoming in this at-bat. Might actually be the tenth. Here's a payoff. The ground ball toward the shortstop, charging gloves. It's going to go to first. The throw in time, but Dylan Green will come in to score. So an RBI for Brandon Zanny. He's out 6-3. That is out number two. Staying at second base was Ryan Hamm with the shortstop for the Fresno A's, George Smith, charging it with the glove hand. It's now 1-0 in the bottom of the second for the shortstop, Mark Anthony Carroll, to the plate with the runner at second base here with two gone in this bottom of the second. First pitch backs Mark Anthony Carroll off the plate for ball one.
Excuse me.
Cooper King peers in out of the stretch. This is a line shot through the left side for a base hit. Left fielder up with the ball. Throw home is going to be cut off. Now quick throw to, down to second base. Mark Anthony Carroll with a head first slide is doubled home a run. It's now 2-0. Mark Anthony Carroll with a sensational slide into second base to avoid the tag. Ryan Hamm comes around to score. Now Corey Likens to the plate. Now a 2-0 ball game for the Colt 45s. With the 9-hitter, Corey Likens getting his first crack at Cooper King. Here's the first pitch from King to the right-hand hitting Corey Likens. There it is. Foul tip, but Likens losing the bat in the process. Slipped out of his hands, went all the way down the third base side beyond the third base coach, Eric Winchester, toward the Colt 45 dugout. He's got to get more pine tar on there. Just slipped out of his hands. Corey Likens, the old school no batting gloves. And it's not that hot out here at Tiger Field, but it's hot enough to where your hands are a little too sweaty. Sitting at 95 degrees.
left fielder, number 17, Corey Likens.
Just lost the bat in the process. An 0-1 count on Likens. Here's the 0-1 from King and the runner on second. Trying to steal third is Carroll. Throw down to third base. Not picked by the third base. And in safely is Mark Anthony Carroll with a stolen base. It's the second time this inning that the Colt 45s have stolen third base on a huge jump from Mark Anthony Carroll. He was about a third of the way to third base with a huge secondary lead, trying to draw a throw over and make the Fresno A's work for the out, or at least make them make great throws to not tag him out. Now he's 90 feet away. Just the ability to distract the pitcher enough to where makes it for an easy RBI situation when he's not throwing his best stuff because he's too distracted by the runner on. Now it's 2-1 count on Likens. Here's the delivery from King. Swing! He missed for strike two. Reared back and threw him a heater. Blew it by him. 2-2. With Mark Anthony Carroll at third base. The 2-2 pitch from Cooper King. Just off the plate outside. Cooper King was walking off the mound thinking he had strike three. A great eye from Corey Likens. Shadows covering most of the field here at Tiger Field. Except for right and deep center. The payoff pitch with two outs. Popped up out of play. Way out of play. Down the first base side. Still two outs here in this bottom of the second. With a new baseball, Cooper King peers in at Fernandez. Now comes set as Carroll takes his lead from third. The payoff pitch with two outs to Likens. Foul tips back to the screen, and we'll do it again. With two outs, Carroll will be breaking on contact, which means Likens is able to leg one out on the infield. He could get himself an RBI. Here's the payoff pitch again from Cooper King to right-in hitting Corey Likens. Misses in the dirt. Takes away from the catcher. Now Carroll coming in to score. Standing up. Beats the throw. Likens works a walk. Carroll comes in to score on the wild pitch. Now 3-0. The Colt 45's on top. Trajan Rogowski to the plate now with the top of the order. Here in this 3-0 ball game in the bottom of the second.
Scores a walk.
Likens, great job there working that AB. Now Trajan Rogowski to the plate. An open stance. Likens three or four steps off the bag over there at first, being held on by Crystal as Rogowski takes that first pitch for a called strike one on the inside corner at the knees. The 0-1 delivery. Out of the stretch from King, showing bunt as Rogowski. He kicks away from the catcher. He can't find it. Taking second base easily is Likens. A wide turn at second, but he'll stay there at second base. On the wild pitch. One ball and one strike to Rogowski. Cooper King cruised through the bottom of the first inning, retiring the side in order. Now, through the back half of the lineup, has struggled far more. As Rogowski fouls this one off out of play. One ball and two strikes to Rogowski. Here's the 1-2 pitch with two outs in the bottom of the second. It's a 3-0 ball game. The Colt 45s on top of the Fresno A's. Breaking ball misses upstairs. That evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. team peering in. Now comes Set. Kicks and deals the 2-2. Swing! And Mitz Rogalski chases it way away. And the side is retired. Cooper King gets his second strikeout. The Colt 45s strand one, but they get three. We're through two. Colt 45s on top by a score of 3-0. Tonight, the Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. At the corner of Market in your way in downtown Reading, Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Maynard Rodriguez, and then the top of the order, Miller, due up to face off against Ty Cook, now working with the three-run lead. Here's the first pitch to the right end hitting Jacob Maynard, the third baseman for the Fresno A's tonight. Waved at. Chased an off-speed down low for strike one.
Third baseman, number 23, Jacob Maynard.
Now Cook, ready, peering over the glove. Shakes off Sandy a couple of times, kicks, and deals the 0-1. Foul back toward the screen for strike two. Shortstop Mark Anthony Carroll shaded a couple of steps up the middle. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Cook. Whoa, that dropped him down to a knee. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Maynard, down on strikes. The third strikeout for Ty Cook. Now we'll bring up the nine hitter, Julian Rodriguez. The DH for the Fresno A's. Open stance deep in the box. Here's the first pitch. This is for ball one. There's a 1-0 to the righty. On the inside corner to even up the count. Add one ball and one strike. Rodriguez was not in the lineup last night. Here's the 1-1. Just misses the bottom of the zone for ball two. There was only three athletics last night with a hit. It's a 2-1. This is high to make it 3-1. That was Smith, Crystal, and Navad, who's not in the lineup tonight. The 3-1 delivery from Cook. The chopper toward the shortstop. Carroll have to wait for the second off. Gloves, quick throw to first. In time, the stretch by Green, keeping his foot on the bag. 6-3 foot out will bring up the top of the order. Tyson Miller to the plate. Who was 0-for-4 last night with a couple of strikeouts.
Center fielder, number 4, Tyson Miller.
Left-hand hitter deep in the box. Cook's first pitch is a fastball in the inner half called strike one. Mondo Hondo playing even with the bag at third. But the right side of the infield shifted the pole. on the left-hand hitter. Here's the 0-1 from Cook. Foul tipped back to the screen for strike two.
That dribbler foul ball brought to you by
no balls and two strikes.
A third-generation family-owned pool supplies
company. Cook readies. Zanny gives him his sign. The 0-2 delivery with two outs here in the top of the third. It's a line shot toward Carroll. At short, gloves, throws the first on a hop. Green unable to pick it. It caroms off of Miller in foul territory, where the second baseman Ryan Hamm helps to recover it. And safe at first is Tyson Miller.
Lucky.
That one's going to hurt. Looked like he was going to be safe. But it should be ruled an E6. That will bring up George Smith, who was 1-for-4 last night. He also struck out once. Here's the first pitch to George Smith from Ty Cook, with Miller taking his lead from first. This one's fouled down the third base side.
Now
strike one back toward the Colt 45 on deck circle.
Number 14, George Smith.
Green holding on the runner at first. That's Miller, who has reached both times tonight. Wide open stance for the right-hand hitter deep in the box. Cook checks runner back at first. Kicks and deals. It's a ground ball back to Cook, who reaches up and gloves it. He'll flip underhand to Green on the bag at first for the 1-3 put out to retire the side. The Fresno A's. Strand one, they score none. It's 3-0 after 2.5 as we head to the bottom of the third. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. At the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Fields here in Redding, California. I'm Jake Green. It's great to have you with us here with TCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at TCNR1460.com. It's Jake Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45s. Here in this bottom of the third, it's a 3-0 ball game. Rafael DeCano and Green will be due up against Cooper King of the Fresno Athletics, taking the trip up from the Central Valley to play up here in the beautiful Redding, California, here at Tagger Field. First pitch from Cooper King, the right-hand hitting Rafael is a fastball on the half. Called strike one on Mr. Rafael, who was 1-for-5 last night. Here's the 0-1. This is low and away. Keeping up the count at one ball and one strike. With nobody out and nobody on here in this bottom of the third, he fouls this one back out of play over the screen for strike two. He struck out swinging his last time up. Rafael steps back into the box. Now the 1-2 from King, waved at tag applied by the catcher Fernandez, and Rafael goes down swinging for the second time tonight. Dom DeCagno to the plate. He grounded out to the shortstop. George Smith, his last time up.
Designated hitter,
number 20,
Dom DeCagno.
The DH tonight for the Colt 45s. It's a huge cut and miss there for a called strike one. The 0-1 bounced in the dirt, skips all the way past the catcher. We'll even up the count at one ball and one strike. Umpire will hand deliver that baseball as Dylan Green, the on-deck batter, will help recover that foul ball as well. Home plate umpire is going to dust off home plate. Gives the catcher Fernandez a chance to dust himself off. Now the 1-1 from King to DeCagno with one out. It's a chopper toward the third baseman who gloves, throws across. DeCagno beats it out. Maynard had to wait for that second hop and make a quick throw, but it was not in time, and DeCagno gets an infield single. It's a great play by Jacob Maynard over there at third, but had to wait for that hop. Couldn't charge it. Just that weird in-between hop. Made a quick throw to first. That was not quite in time. And now DeCagno will be at first base being held on by Parker Crystal. Three or four steps off the bag at first. Foul tipped by the right-hand hitting Dylan Green, the first baseman tonight. For strike one. No balls and one strike. Dylan Green with a wide stance. Here's the 0-1 with DeCagno taking his lead from first. Fastball check swing called strike two on the inner half. DeCagno on the year is 4-for-6 in the stolen base department. Here's the 0-2 from King. Waved at Green down on strikes for out number two. A couple of K's in the inning for Cooper King. He's gotten at least two in all three innings. Now Isaac Mandohana to the plate. Right in header. DeCagno, two or three steps off the bag at first, being held on by Parker Crystal. Mandohana ready, says Cooper King was ready to go before Mandohana was even fully in the box. So the umpire called time to allow Mandohana to settle in. Mandohana deep in the box, a compact stance for the righty. The infield shifted. Hope says the pull. DeCagno not going. Took off sprinting towards second, made it about a third of the way there, and quickly retraced the steps as Mandohana takes ball one. Broke it back. Ground ball toward the shortstop. George Smith gloves, throws off balance on the run to first in time. 6-3 on the play. The Colt 45s strained one. They score none. We're through three. It's 3-0. The Colt 45s up. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Summer
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on a Friday night edition of 445 Baseball. Crystal, Ree, and Mitchell due up for the Fresno A's. Crystal walked his last time up and then was tagged out on that 4-6. It was actually forced out on the 4-6, rather. This one's fouled down the third base side for strike one. A 4-6 that ended the inning in that top of the first. Here's the 0-1 from Cook. On the inside corner called strike two. Parker Crystal last night was 1-for-4. He was one of four Fresno A's with a hit. He also struck out once. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Cook. Fouled back out of play over the screen. Count holds at no balls and two strikes. Cook with a new baseball. Shakes off Danny. Now time's called by Crystals, he steps out. Crystal steps back into the box and readies as Cook winds and deals the 0-2 pitch with nobody out, nobody on. So it's hitting the air toward right. Rafael giving chase right to the track, camping underneath it, leaping at the wall, and will make the catch. Kobe Rafael. What a great play, maneuvering out to that warning track right next to where the wall juts out. Maneuvering his way toward that angled wall. Great job reaching up over his head and making the out for out number one. Luke Ray to the plate now, right in hitter. Here's the first pitch from the righty, Cook. It's a line shot over the second baseman in the shallow right center field for a base hit. Ryan Hamm giving chase, but it's going to land for a base hit where Rafael quickly plays it back in. It's the second hit surrendered and the first hit since Tyson Miller, who led off the game back in the first inning.
Number 15, Scott Mitchell.
Ty Cook had retired 11 straight before that hit. Quick pickoff attempt on over to first, not in time. Scott Mitchell to the plate, right-in hitter, with the yellow socks up high and a wide-open stance. Sandy sets up in. The first pitch just misses inside for ball one. Quick pickoff attempt on over first again, not in time. Diving back yet again is Luke Ree. Scott Mitchell last night was 0-for-3 with a strikeout. Here's the 1-0 from Cook. Foul picked into the glove of Zanny. Quick back pick down to first, not in time. One ball, one strike. Luke Reese still at first base after he was back in standing up on the back pick from Zanny. Here's the 1-1. Just off the plate outside for ball two. Close pitch there from Cook on the off speed. Center fielder Rogowski shaded a couple of steps toward left center. Cook comes set out of the stretch looking for two on the infield. There's a fastball, check swing, doesn't matter, called strike two on the other half. Even up the count at two balls and two strikes. With one out, runner on first, the Colt 45s have Carroll and Ham, middle infielders pinching up the middle. The 2-2 pitch from Cook is foul tipped. Look out toward the on-deck circle. Count holds at two balls and two strikes.
I mean, it has to look like somebody had beaten him with an ugly stick. That's all.
The right-in hitter, Scott Mitchell, battling here against Ty Cook. Ty Cook looking to get a double play ball and get out of the inning. With the runner on first being held on by Dylan Green. The 2-2 pitch, it's a breaking ball, turns away Mitchell. Ball three. Ducking out of the way of it. Count full at three balls and two strikes. It's a payoff pitch from Cook out of the stretch. Runner going. Pitch taken outside.
Parents, now, please make sure your children are not sitting too close to the net.
The tying run to the plate.
It's very important that they're a foot or two away from the net to keep them safe.
Here in this 3-0 ball game, it's going to be the right-in hitting Isaac Fernandez to the plate.
Texas for one inconvenient foul ball.
Getting the start tonight. Right-in hitter. Steps into the box. Colt 45 still have a double play in order. Green playing in on the grass in front of the runner at first. The infield shifted to pull on the left side. It's a chopper toward Mondohano at third. Gloves one-handed, throws on the run to first, a little bit high. Green keeps his foot on the bag. A great 5-3 play, but that moves the runners up 90 feet. Mondohano, a fantastic play, charging in and then throwing off the one leg toward first. Dylan Green with an excellent play on the other end, reaching up over his head and keeping his back foot on the bag. Now Brian Sanders, the second to the plate, who also grounded out 5-3 his last time up. Right-hand hitter, open stance deep in the box. A couple of runners in scoring position for the A's. Breaking ball catches the inside corner. Right at the belt for a called strike one. Here's the 0-1. From Cook. Fastball misses upstairs. It's even up the count at one ball and one strike. Cook bearing over his glove, kicks and deals the 1-1 pitch with two out. Fastball on inside corner for strike two. Great pitch there from Ty Cook for strike two. Now Sanders, the second, steps back in. Ready's the 1-2 pitch from Cook. Swing! It's got him to chase the high cheese. And the side is retired. The Fresno A's strained a pair. It's 3-0 after 3.5 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. The Colt 45 is up by a score of 3-0. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Summer
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Great to have you with us here on a Friday night edition of Colt 45's baseball here in the bottom of the fourth. 3-0, the Colt 45's on top. It will be Ham, Zanny, and Carol due up.
The bottom of the fourth inning in the Red Colt 45's.
Facing off against Cooper King.
Swiss, California, playing out of UC Irvine. Number 19.
Ryan Hamm out of UC Irvine.
Right now.
Facing off against the righty Cooper King here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the first pitch to the righty who walked and then stole second base his last time up. He would come around to score on that double from Mark Anthony Carroll. Wide open stance, first pitch from King is laced into right field for a base hit. Came with a wide turn at first, but he'll stay there with a leadoff single.
This one, the opposite field.
Great opposite field base hit for Ryan Hamm. We'll bring up Brandon Zanny, who grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. After that epic 10 or 11 pitch battle with Cooper King. Showing bunt. Once it foul, pops it back toward the first base dugout. Zanny steps back in and readies. Deep in the box, an even stance for the right-hand hitter. Backstop tonight for the Colt 45s. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and fouled down the first base side for strike two. No balls and two strikes for Zanny. King peering in, comes set out of the stretch. Ham on first, being held on by Crystal. The 0-2 is a breaking ball, misses way upstairs, quickly corralled by the catcher Fernandez that initially popped out of his glove, but Ham holds at first base. One ball and two strikes. Zanny readies, waves the wood back and forth a couple of times. King comes set out of the stretch. This one's laced toward left field for a base hit. Over to cut it off as a left fielder quickly throws it back in toward third. Hammer around second into third base with a slide. And Zanny has himself a single. Moves Ham up to third base. Back-to-back hits for the Colt 45s, puts runners at the corners with nobody out here in this bottom of the fourth. Zanny will get a courtesy runner. First, second will be Tyler Zanizer, the courtesy runner. Now Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate, who doubled home a run his last time up. And a 3-0 ball game, the Colt 45s have a chance to do a lot more damage here as this one's fouled off beyond the first base dugout. Good strike one. Oh. 0-1 to the right end hitting Mark Anthony Carroll. Here's the 0-1 pitch of Cooper King. Zanizer with a big secondary lead. Almost took second base, but Carroll laying off that pitch. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Right Now the 1-1 showing bunt, pulling it back. Misses inside for ball two. Two balls and one strike. With nobody out and runners on first and third. Fresno A's at double play depth. Carroll bunts this one foul. It's even up to count at two balls and two strikes. The shortstop, George Smith, and the second baseman, Brian Sanders, the second, shaded up the middle with the corners playing in on the grass, including the first baseman, Parker Crystal, who's holding on the runner at first. That's Tyler Zanizer, the courtesy runner for Zanny. Playing even with the bag. Now the 2-2 is poked foul out of play. Down holds at two balls and two strikes. The third baseman, Maynard, even with the bag at third. If it's anything on the ground that they can't get a double play out of, they'll go home and cut down the runner. Carroll showing bunt. As King comes set, kicks and deals, swing! And a miss from Carroll. He pulled back the bunt, decided to swing away, and he goes down swinging. That is the seventh strikeout for Cooper King. Now Corey Likens to the plate.
Now Benny from Bakersfield, California, playing at Chico State University.
Out of Bakersfield, California. Close stance for the right-hand hitter. Watches the fastball miss high. For ball one. Fresno A's a double play away from getting out of the inning with no damage here in this 3-0 ball game. Here's the 1-0. This is in the dirt. Zanizer almost caught between the bases at first and second. He quickly makes his way back toward first. That's ball two on Likens. Trajan Rogowski on deck should the line keep moving for the Colt 45s. The 2-0 from Cooper King. This is in the dirt, kicks away from the catcher Fernandez, and Zanizer will take second base on the wild pitch. Now there's no double play in order for the Fresno A's. They're going to shift the infield in. With runners at second and third. Take that back. They're going to shift the infield in a couple of steps. But even with the bags all around. Here's the 3-0 to the right end hitting Corey Likens. On the inside corner. For strike one. That'll make the count 3-1. With one out. Here in this bottom of the fourth inning. From King, misses low and away. That will load the bases at the top of the order in Trajan Rogowski, who has not gotten a hit tonight. No better time than the present for Trajan Rogowski after Likens works his second walk of the night. The base is loaded. Trajan Rogowski has struck out looking and swinging tonight. He's 0-2. Kobe Rafael in the on-deck circle has also struck out twice tonight, both times swinging. The infield playing behind the runners at first, then even with a bag at third. The middle infielder shaded up the middle. Rogowski goes around on that check swing for strike one. Chased the ball way in the dirt. Second baseman Sanders, the second. The shortstop Smith shaded up the middle at double play depth. With the third baseman Maynard, even with the bag at third. First baseman Crystal playing behind the runner, Likens at first. Here's the 0-1 from Cooper King. This is low. That evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Rogowski last night was 0-5 with a couple of strikeouts. Here's the 1-1 from the lengthy righty, Cooper King. It's a fastball. Quick back pick down to first base. Tag applied to Likens. Out! Likens out on the back pick is out number two. He's erased on the 2-3. a great play by Isaac Fernandez from the knee, threw down to first base, and the tag applied by Parker Crystal. Likens caught sleeping a little bit there, diving back head first. It was a bang-bang play. The first base umpire called him out. Now a 2-1 count on Rogowski. 2-1. In the dirt, skips all the way to the screen. Coming in from third, easily without a throw. And moving up to third base. The run comes in to score. Ham comes in to score, and Zanizer moves to third. That was also ball three on Rogowski. It's now 4-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the 3-1. Foul back down the first base side. Make the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Both Rogowski and Rafael 50% of the way to the Golden Sombrero. We'll see what happens here. Here's the payoff pitch with the runner at third. Just misses low. Rogowski works himself a walk. Now we'll bring up Colby Rafael with runners at the corners.
Yeah.
This 4-0 ball game. Bale has struck out swinging twice tonight. And caught in between first and second, but easily taking second base is Rogowski on a uncontested steal. Trying to draw a throw down so that the runner from third, Zanizer, could come in to score, but instead they just surrendered the stolen base. Here's the 0-1. Misses low. Keeping up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. Two outs and a 1-1 count here in this bottom of the fourth. Rafael at the plate, the 1-1 pitch. Just got a piece of it. Kicks it back to the screen for strike two.
That foul ball brought to you by the Ready Rancheria, a valued community partner and leader in Shasta County.
1 ball and 2 strikes. With 2 outs and runners at second and third. Ticano on deck should the line keep moving. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Cooper King. Out of the stretch. Fastball hit in the air toward left. Drifting back, looking up, and it is gone. Scott Mitchell will watch it fly. Colby Rafael with a 3-run shot throws an exclamation point on the Colt 45 lead. It is now a 7-0 ball game. Rafael with his first homer of the year in RBIs 20, 21, and 22. It's now a 7-0 ball game. The Colt 45s on top. Cooper King retired the side in order in the bottom of the first, and since then, it's just been shaky, unfortunately, for Cooper King. Colby Rafael pulling that one down over the left field wall. Hit about halfway up on the netting out there to the left of the 358 mark. Probably hit it about 365 feet. At least that's how far it would have traveled had that netting not been there. And now the Fresno Athletics' Wyatt Featherston will come out to the mound, and he's going to go to the pen. So we're going to cut to break to allow the Fresno Athletics relief pitcher to warm up. It's 7-0 after the 3-run bomb from Colby Rafael. It'll be Don DeCagno facing off against the Fresno Athletics relief pitcher. When we return right after this break for tonight's sponsor, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market, Eureka Way, in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk.
Hello fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Gio Casas on in relief, a right-hand reliever for the Fresno Athletics out of Lancaster, California and Regis University. He'll be facing off against Don DeCagno after he concludes his warm-up tosses. The final line for Cooper King, 4 2/3. My apologies, 3 2/3, rather. 6 hits, 7 runs, all 7 earned. 4 walks and 7 strikeouts. And now DeCagno up to the plate. He's singled and grounded out tonight. Bases empty and 2 outs here in this bottom of the fourth. The Colt 45s have thrown 4 on the board. Kobe Rafael hit that 3-run shot that knocked Cooper King out of the ballgame. Colt 45s have struck out 7 times tonight, which is not something we see a lot. DeCagno takes the first pitch. Ball way outside for ball 1. Here's the 1-0, right on the outer half. It's even up the count at 1-1. One-one with 2 outs. This is low and away for ball 2. Two and one with 2 outs. DeCagno takes that pitch low and away for ball 3. 3-1 on DeCagno, rocking the socks up high deep in the box. Right-hand hitter with an open stance. Here's a 3-1 from the righty, Casas. This is outside for ball 4. DeCagno works himself a walk. Now Dylan Green to the plate.
First baseman, number 7, Dylan Green.
Playing first base tonight. He's doubled, stolen third, and struck out swinging tonight. First pitch from Casas. Skips all the way toward the backstop. DeCagno will easily take second base on the wild pitch. Ball 1 on the right end hitting Dylan Green, the 8th batter of the inning for the Colt 45s. Here's the 1-0 from Casas. This is wide for ball 2. DeCagno with a huge lead over there at second base. He's about 5 or 6 steps off the bag. Here's the 2-0 to the right end hitting Green. Misses low again for ball 3. 3-0. With a runner in scoring position here in this 7-0 ball game. It's the bottom of the fourth with 2 outs. And Green is going to work himself a 4-pitch walk. Back-to-back walks issued for Gio Casas, who just entered the game for Cooper King. Now will be the right-hand hitting Isaac Mandujano to the plate, who's 0-for-2 tonight. He struck out looking and grounded out to the shortstop. The catcher Isaac Fernandez will trot out to the mound and have a quick talk with this pitcher Gio Casas, trying to calm him down. Just need one more out to be done with the inning. Infield playing behind the runners. Parker Crystal right in front of the rim of the outfield grass.
His first pitch to Mondo Hano is a fastball in the other half called strike one. Ham is on deck. He led off the inning. Now the 0-1 misses high and away for ball two. Is the 1-1 delivery. Misses high. It's now 2-1 to Mondo Hano. The 2-1 delivery from Casas is fouled off the post. The first baseman, Parker Crystal, as it caroms to him out of foul territory, tried to make a barehanded play on it. That'll make the count 2 balls and 2 strikes after that foul ball. Mondo Hano readies. Here's a 2-2 pitch. And both runners advancing on the pitch missed inside. Fernandez is going to hold onto the baseball. We'll fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Both runners breaking. Uncontested. Now the payoff pitch with 2 outs for Mondo Hano, who just called time. And the catcher a little upset with the umpire for granting time to Mondo Hano. Here's a payoff. Misses low and away. Now Ryan Hamm to the plate, who led off the inning.
Back-to-back walks.
3 straight walks issued. Loads the bases. Tyler Gonzalez warming up in the bullpen for the Fresno Athletics. Ryan Hamm to the plate here in this fourth inning. Takes a first pitch ball. Some command issues here for Gio Casas. Here's the 1-0. This is high for ball two. This one's laced foul. Kept cutting away from the right fielder, giving chase Luke Ree.
You can feel secure.
2-1.
45 games because we always have.
Ryan Hamm hit that one the opposite way, which is what he did last time he was up, where he laced that single into right.
Say hi to Marquise, the usual around.
Causes out of the stretch. Working off the third base side. Now time called by Hamm. He'll step back in. Here's a 2-1 from Casas. It's a fastball on the outside corner. Makes the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wide open stance for the right-hand hitter. Catcher Fernandez sets up in. The 2-2 just misses. That'll fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. This zone from the home plate umpire has been tight all night long. 3 straight walks issued. Now the 3-2 pitch misses wide. And 4 straight walks issued by Gio Casas. We'll bring up Brandon Zanny. Looks like Wyatt Featherston is going to go to the pen again after 4 straight walks. The second relief pitcher of the inning for the Fresno Athletics. It will be Tyler Gonzalez facing off against Brandon Zanny when we return after this message from Quick and Clean Car Wash. We're going to allow Mr. Tyler Gonzalez to get his warm-up tosses in. The bases are loaded after 4 straight walks and what's turned into a rather long inning here in this bottom of the fourth. It's 8-0, the Colt 45s on top after 4 straight walks issued by Gio Casas. And when we return after this message, will be Brandon Zanny, the catcher for the Colt 45s, facing off against Tyler Gonzalez. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market in Uruguay.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Tyler Gonzalez facing off against Brandon Zanny. Tyler Gonzalez, right-hand pitcher out of Clovis, California, and Fresno Pacific University. Gio Casas facing four batters. All four reached base via the free pass, four straight walks, and now Brandon Zanny to the plate. With the bases loaded, Zanny, his last time up, single. Before that, he grounded out to the shortstop, George Smith. Gio Casas responsible for those three runners aboard. Tyler Gonzalez looking to shut down Colt 45 series. Zanny hits a huge cut and miss. That fastball down in the dirt for strike one. On deck is Mark Anthony Carroll, should the inning continue. The infield playing behind the runners as they take their leads from first, second, and third. The outfield shaded toward left, the 0-1 pitch. It's a breaking ball, just misses low. It's even up the count at one ball and one strike. Zanny already has one RBI tonight. The 1-1, right on the inner half at the knee, a called strike two. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Gonzalez. Is fouled down the third base side just by a few inches. Little chopper that ends up straying foul. The count holds at one ball and two strikes. Zanny now steps back into the box. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Gonzalez. Swung on and missed. Zanny tase and the side is retired. The Colt 45s strand three, but they get five in the inning. As we head to the fifth, the Colt 45s on top by a score of 8-0. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Uruguay Way in downtown Reading.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. Ty Cook facing off against Jacob Maynard, Julian Rodriguez, and the top of the order, Tyson Miller. See, there was a first pitch ball inside on the right end hitting Maynard. Here's a 1-0 from the righty Cook. Waved at. So even up the count at 1-1. Maynard struck out swinging his last time up. Here's a 1-1. Foul tipped into the glove of Zandy for strike two. Cook readies. And the 1-2 pitch. The red end hitting Maynard. Swung on and missed for strike three. Maynard got a fastball blown by him. Ty Cook with some high octane there for out number one. That is the fifth strikeout for Ty Cook tonight. Now the nine hitter, Julian Rodriguez to the plate, who grounded out to the shortstop Mark Anthony Carroll his last time up. And Zanny's going to go out to the mound and have a little chat with Ty Cook. Make sure they're all on the same page here. Now back behind the dish. Rodriguez steps into the box, the DH tonight for the Fresno Athletics. Slightly open stance, Cook winds and deals. Swing and a miss for strike one here at Tiger Field as the lights have taken full effect. Under slightly smoky skies. The green fire about 20 miles northeast of us on Lake Shasta. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball on the inside, just a bit inside. Even up the count at 1-1. The green fire, which is actually the cause of the Chico Nuts game last Sunday being canceled due to the unhealthy air quality. So this one's fouled back to the screen for strike two. 1-2. The green fire right on the pit arm of Lake Shasta. Now the 1-2 delivery from Cook out of the windup to the right end hitting Rodriguez. Breaking ball just off the plate to even up the count at 2-2. Over his glove, Cook gets his sign, winds and deals the 2-2 with one out, nobody on. Swing! And a miss, blew a fastball by Rodriguez. Back-to-back Ks via the high-octane heater. For out number two as a sixth strikeout for Ty Cook.
Now the left-hand hitting Tyson Miller with the top of the order up to the plate. Here in this bottom of the fifth. Left-hand hitter deep in the box. First pitch from Cook on the outer half called strike one. Cook kicks and deals the 0-1. Breaking ball misses upstairs. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. Cook kicks and deals from the first base side. The 1-1 misses wide for ball two. Cook kicks and deals a 2-1. Popped up right back toward us. And off the bleachers. That's almost got a free souvenir.
By Shasta Spine Specialists.
Should have brought my glove.
Shasta Spine Specialists is a provider of sports medicine, chiropractic, and massage therapy. Dr. Sam Carino is also the Colt 45 seat physician.
Now a 2-2 count on the left-hand hitter. This one's in the dirt, picked by Vanny. And special thanks to the fan out here at Tiger Field who actually got me that baseball after it thunked off the bleachers. Now the full count is a ground ball toward the second baseman who gloves, flips to first in time. Ryan Neal with a routine play will retire the side. 4-3, we're halfway through our ballgame tonight from Tiger Field. The Colt 45 is on top by a score of 8-0. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Bring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here in this bottom of the fifth inning. Mark Anthony Carroll, Corey Likens, and Trajan Rogowski do up for the Colt 45. Yeah, foul ball come back toward us last half inning here in the top of the fifth and bounced over toward the snack bar where a fan actually gave me the souvenir. As Carroll takes the first pitch for a ball on the inside corner. Take that back. That was actually called strike one on the inside corner. With nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth, it's an 8-0 ball game. The Colt 45 is on top as Carroll takes that next pitch for called strike two. No balls and two strikes. In this 8-0 ball game, and Carroll... That pitch just off the plate outside. One ball and two strikes. Here in this 8-0 ball game. Now the 1-2 pitch misses low. That will even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. With nobody out and nobody on. And it's bottom of the fifth. The Colt 45s put 5 on the board last inning. This one's fouled off back toward the parking lot. Count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
That very painful fireball brought to you by Carlos Weisinger.
2-2.
Wait, what?
Tyler Gonzalez on in this first full inning of relief as this one skied toward right, playable for the right fielder. Second baseman going out into a slide. What a play by Brian Sanders, the second, calling off the right fielder and the first baseman in shallow right field out toward the first base, the right field foul line, rather, beyond first base for out number one. That is a true flyout to the second baseman.
Yes, no runny.
Out there in shallow right field, it was the first baseman, Parker Crystal, a second baseman, Sanders, the second, and then the right fielder, Reed, converging on it. As Lykensick called strike one. No balls and one strike to the right-hand hitting Lykens. The 0-1. Just misses the bottom of the zone, keeping up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. One is a ground ball down the third base side. Foul out of play. One and two to Lykens. The 1-2 delivery from Gonzalez, hit in the air toward right, out toward the 310 mark, the right fielder giving chase, but it's going to land beyond the bullpen as it cuts away from him. And staying alive is Lykens after he skied that one into foul territory. Luke Reed's been busy out there in right field, giving chase to a bunch of foul balls, hit out of play. The 1-2 just misses. Not quite sure where. Looked like it was right on the corner at the knee. But Lykens with a good eye there. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Working that established zone. The 2-2 is a line shot toward the center fielder. He's going to have to play it on a hop. And Lykens has himself a base hit. His first hit of the night. The Tyson Miller was charging in on it, but unable to get to it in time. They'll bring up the top of the order Trajan Rogowski to the plate. Right-hand hitter. Rogowski has struck out swinging and looking tonight and then walked his last time up before he stole second base and then would come around to score via the Colby Rafael 3-run homer. Now Trajan Rogowski working with one out. Gonzalez checks runner at first. That's Lykens. Being held on by Parker Crystal, Rogowski bunts it foul for strike one.
That foul brought to you by JSJ. JSJ's working the foul for the Hoover Dam.
0-1 count.
Improve it here at the score of Tiger Field.
To Rogowski, the right-hand hitter. Lykens takes his lead from first. He fouls this one back out of play for strike two. Now Gonzalez with the new baseball. There's the 0-2 count with one out. Middle infield pinched up the middle looking for two. This one skied toward the second baseman. Sanders, the second on the rim of the outfield grass, will squeeze the pop out for out number two. Brian Sanders, the second, making both outs of the inning. Now Colby Rafael had that 3-run homers last time up.
Help him out, buddy.
He's 1-for-3 tonight with 3 RBIs. He's also struck out twice tonight. Likens at first being held on by Parker Crystal. Showing bunt, pulling back. For ball one. Here's the 1-0 to the righty Rafael. This is inside, throw down to first base. The Likens on the back pick, not in time. Likens has already been erased via the back pick once tonight. Not looking to be the second time tonight. Now a 1-1 count. Now taken for a strike two on the outside corner. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Colby Rafael with Likens at first. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Gonzalez. Runner going, throw down to second base on a hop. And in time, Likens erased. He's caught stealing and the side is retired. Rafael will get a new set of downs when he comes to bat. To lead off the sixth. We're through five here at Tiger Field. The Colt 45 is on top, 8-0. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. It's a 1-0 count after George Smith popped out to begin the inning. Parker Crystal up to the plate, who's walked and flown out tonight. Here's a 1-0 from the righty Cook to the right end hitting Crystal as a ground ball toward Mondoano, diving to his left, gets up, throws the first, not in time. A bang-bang play at first. Mondoano pinned it down, picked it up off the dirt. Quickly made the throw to first. The stretch by Green was not quite enough. It's going to be an infield single for Crystal, hustling down the line.
Now batting.
That will bring up Luke Green.
University of Mary.
Right-hand hitter to the plate.
Right fielder, number two, Luke Gray.
Even stance for the right-hand hitter. Cook checks runner at first, being held on by Green. Now the runner going, huge jump throw to second by Zanny is not in time. Stolen base for Parker Crystal, showing off the speed. And that base was absolutely taken off of Ty Cook, as Zanny did his best with the time he had. Although the throw was to the right field side, the tag almost being applied in time by Ryan Hamm. Now Cook comes set. Parker Crystal, big secondary lead over there at second base. As this pitch misses for ball one. Ball two, rather. Here's the 2-0 from Cook with the runner at second here in this 8-0 ball game. Showing bunt, leaning back out of the way. Here's Ree. That's ball three. Almost took it on a chin. Lucky for him, he does have that chin protection guard on his helmet. Now Cook readies. Love at the belt. Out of the stretch. Checks the runner Parker Crystal at second. The 3-0 delivery is on the inside corner, called strike one. Reed thought he had ball four. Started making his way toward first base. Now Cook kicks and deals the 3-1 pitch. Is a line shot toward the left center gap. That one's going to go all the way to the wall. Rogowski over to cut it off. Quickly makes the throw into second base in plenty of time. Now caught in between first and second in a pickle. Tag applied by Ryan Hamm. And trying to stretch a single into a double, Luke Ree is out. 8-4 on the play. He does get the hit. Parker Crystal came around to score easily. And a great play by the center fielder Rogowski, right in front of the Tiger Field scoreboard and the C.R. Gibbs sign out there on the wall. Cut it off right before the warning track. And made the throw, and now nobody on. The first run for the Fresno A's is across. Now two outs. First pitch to the right-hand hitting Scott Mitchell misses up and in for ball one. Mitchell has struck out looking and walked tonight. Sox up high, open stance, wide stance deep in the box. Here's the 1-0. Now and pitch to the bottom of the zone to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Swing and a miss. Zanny couldn't hold on to it.
Left fielder, number 15, Scott Mitchell.
Now a 1-2 count on Scott Mitchell with two outs and nobody aboard for the Fresno A's here in this 8-1 ball game. And the top of the sixth, the 1-2 pitch, check swing on the inside corner. Ring him up, strike three called. That's another strikeout for Ty Cook. And the side is retired. We head to the bottom of the sixth. The Colt 45s on top by a score of 8-1. Tonight's running Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
next set of downs. We'll be up to the plate. Take that back. It will actually be Kobe Rafael to the plate. Facing off against Tyler Gonzalez. Brett, no athletics. Kobe Rafael with a new set of downs. My apologies. After he had a 1-2 count on him back in the fifth when Corey Likens was caught stealing by Isaac Fernandez. First pitch, Rafael called strike one. Steal one pitch, misses low. Even up the count at 1-1. One delivery to Rafael is a chopper toward George Smith at short, gloves, quick throw to first in time. Rafael retired 6-3. Great play by George Smith to bring up Dom DeCogno. Kanyo with the socks up high. He's walked, singled, and grounded out tonight. The DH for the Colt 45s tonight. Facing off against Tyler Gonzalez. He takes a first pitch up and in. Ball one. Wide open stance for the right-hand hitter. 1-1 hit in the air toward left center field. It's going to go off the wall beyond the reach of the left fielder, giving Jason DeCogno. Cruz is into second base for his 10th double of the year. The cutoff throw comes in way high. That is his 10th double of the year. Absolutely laced it beyond the reach of Scott Mitchell, giving chase right in front of the Tiger Field scoreboard. Now Dylan Green to the plate, who's walked, doubled, and struck out swinging tonight. He's got 2 stolen bases as well. Right-hand hitter, open stance. 1 out and a runner in scoring position. The outfield shaded toward left. First pitch to Green is fouled back toward the screen for strike one.
That foul ball brought to you by Ely Outdoor Supply. Your trusted partner for all things outdoors.
No balls and 1 strike on Dylan Green. Steal one with 1 out. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop, George Smith. Gobbled up. Throws the first in time. 6-3 moves the runner over. A couple of 6-3 putouts in the inning. I will bring up Isaac Mondohano. He's grounded out 6-3, walked, and struck out looking tonight. Facing off against Tyler Gonzalez in his 3rd full inning of work. Here's the first pitch from the righty. Threat-ending Mondohano misses up and in for ball one. Tyler Gonzalez taking things over for Cooper King and Gio Casas. Went 3 2/3, and then Casas faced 4 batters. Mondohano grounds this one toward none other than George Smith at shortstop. Gobbled up by him. Throws across 3-6-3 putouts in the inning. Will end things for the Colt 45s. They strand one and score none. We're through 6 here at Tiger Field. The Colt 45s on top by a score of 8-1. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. Colton Sewell on in relief of Ty Cook. Sewell on the year is 2-0 with a 2.25 ERA. He's appeared in 7 games. He's got 1 save and 20 innings under his belt. He struck out 30 and walked 10. He's only allowed 9 hits. His last appearance was against the Athletic Edge Express back on July 12th. He allowed 1 earned run, 1 hit, 1 walk. He struck out 4 in 3 innings of work. He'll be facing off against Fernandez, Sanders the second, and Maynard. Sanders the second takes a half-hearted swing and a miss for strike 1.
People of all ages here, we want everyone to be safe and comfortable.
No 1 count as Sewell, with that unconventional delivery, working off the first base side of the rubber. A little bit of a sidewinder delivery, not a submariner. He misses outside. 1 ball and 1 strike at a Feather River College. Colton Sewell. Here's the 1-1 to the righty Isaac Fernandez. Fouled back out of play toward the parking lot for strike 2. Cook went 6 innings of 4 hits, 1 run ball, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. Here's the 1-2 pitch.
No running, kids, please. Very important.
Wide open stance for the righty. The 1-2 misses in the dirt, smothered by Zanny. Keeping up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
You gotta be a magician to keep a kid's attention ball 2 minutes nowadays.
Now the 2-2 pitch with nobody out. This is upstairs for ball 3. Here's the payoff pitch from Colton Sewell. It's the right-hand hitting catcher, Isaac Fernandez, with a wide-open stance as he chokes up on the bat. The payoff delivery. This is low and in for ball 4, and leadoff man is aboard for the Fresno A's with a walk.
Fernandez throws the walk.
It will bring up Brian Sanders the second, who is grounded out and struck out swinging tonight. With nobody out and the runner on first here in this top of the 7th inning.
Second baseman.
The first pitch from Sewell. Swing and miss for strike 1.
Sanders is playing out of Franklin Peace University.
At a Franklin Peace Franklin University. Pierce. Rocking the yellow socks up high. Here's the 0-1. Nicole 45 is at double play depth. This pitch misses up and away. Keeping up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. The Colt 45 is looking to improve to 28-3 on the year. The season series between the Colt 45s and the Fresno A's is 2-1. The Colt 45s lead it after the 8-0 win last night and after the split down in the 2-game series down in Fresno back on June 3rd and 4th after this pitch is fouled down the right field side, foul out of play for strike 2. Last night, DeConyo got his 9th double of the year. Tonight, he got his 10th. Rain McMillan also threw out 2 base runners. Millen not in the lineup tonight. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Colton Sewell out of the stretch on the first base side of the rubber.
Swing and a miss. Down on strikes is Sanders the second for the second time tonight. It's the first K for Colton Sewell and his 31st K of the year. Now, Jacob Maynard, right-hand hitter, who has struck out swinging twice tonight.
Tiger Field Grill, last call.
Here's the first pitch to Jacob Maynard. A line shot foul down the third base side. Missed it by less than a foot.
Yeah, for you statistics junkies out there, or strike one, Ty Cook. It's six full innings. Seven strikeouts, one run, and three hits. Another solid performance for Cook.
As Cook gets a round of applause after his final stat line is read aloud by the PA here at Tiger Field, Chad. Great job. Night in and night out from Chad on the PA system. Here in this top of the seventh inning, it's a 1-1. It's a 1-1 count on the right hand hitting Jacob Maynard here in an 8-1 ball game. The 1-1 pitch from Sewell is a ground ball chopped foul for strike two. A 1-2 count now with one out. And a runner on first. In this top of the seventh, the Colt 45 is looking for two on the infield to get back into the dugout. Sewell bending at the belt, glove up by his shoulder, ball dangling with his right arm. Now comes set, working off the first base side of the rubber. The 1-2 pitch with the runner at first. Fastball misses outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. It was a 2.5-hour game last night. We're approaching right around 2 hours and 15 minutes. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Sewell. Misses low in the dirt. Blocked by Zanny. Looks the runner back to first. Great job by Zanny to smother that pitch. 3-2 now as he hand delivers the baseball back to Sewell. A full count on Maynard. With the runner at first. You're in an 8-1 ball game. A slower pace in this ball game than it was last night. Sewell readies with a new baseball. Here's in at Zanny with the full count. Right in hitting Jacob Maynard, who struck out swinging twice tonight. Here's the payoff pitch from Sewell. Chopped foul. Off the inner front leg of Maynard. So he stays alive. Just getting a piece of it. Sewell with the payoff pitch again. Check swing. Just a bit low. Laying off of it is Maynard, and he works himself a walk. A walk, a strikeout, and another walk puts runners at first and second for the Fresno Athletics.
Lucky.
As Julian Rodriguez will step up to the plate, and the pitching coach for the Colt 45s will make his way out along with Brandon Zanny, the catcher, to talk things over with Sewell and get him to settle back in here. Little break in the action as they have a conference out there on the hill. Julian Rodriguez up to the plate, the DH tonight. He struck out and grounded out to the shortstop.
Tiger Field Grill shut down, folks. Last chance to a burger or a hot dog.
Here in this top of the seventh inning. Runners at first and second.
Yeah, not much of a line
for the Fresno A's. Now Zanny makes his way back behind the plate. Pitching coach for the Colt 45s makes his way back to the dugout. Julian Rodriguez to the plate now. Wide open stance for the righty. Green playing in front of the runner at first. First pitch taken on the inner half called strike one. Green playing 5 or 6 feet off the bag at first, right in front of the runner on the rim of the infield grass, with one out. Here's the 0-1, misses up and away, and even up to count of one ball and one strike. With one out, and it's top of the seventh inning, it's an 8-1 ball game. The Colt 45s on top, looking for a ground ball in the infield to get out of the jam. Colton Sewell on in relief of Ty Cook. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Sewell. It's hit in the air toward the right center gap. Rafael giving chase right to the track. On the run, makes a catch, bashes into the wall, now makes a throw in, and tagging on the play is Isaac Fernandez. But a great play by Colby Rafael in the right center gap, showing off the wheels, reaching up and making the catch right near the warning track, and then doing his best to slow down before getting to that retaining wall out there with no padding to make sure he doesn't crash into it. That's the second out. Julian Rodriguez flies out.
Now batting center fielder, number four, Tyson Doyle.
And tagging on the play was Isaac Fernandez. That'll ring at the top of the order. This one's fouled at the first base side for strike one. Tyson Miller, who's reached on a single, reached on an error, and grounded out tonight. Left-hand hitter for the Fresno A's with runners at the corners and two outs here in this top of the seventh. The second baseman, Ryan Hamm, playing almost straight up with the right fielder on the rim of the infield grass, with Dylan Green holding on the runner at first. And Sewell delivers strike two right on the outside corner to Miller. Sewell peering in at Zanny. Love at the belt. Now comes set. Here's the 0-2 from Sewell. Runner going. Misses low. Zanny smothers it, but taking second base easily without a throw is Jacob Maynor. One ball and two strikes on Miller. With two outs. Sewell readies, kicks, and deals out of the stretch. Line shot foul out of play down the third base side.
That foul ball brought to you by Ledford Concrete Services.
That evens up the count.
Your local concrete
keeps that count at one ball and two strikes, rather. Sewell with a new baseball. Going through the signs with Zanny. He comes set. Second and third. Runners take their leads. The 1-2 delivery from Sewell. Just misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. Now the count evens up. Sewell taking his time in this inning, working at a lot slower pace than Ty Cook, his predecessor. Here's a 2-2. Backs Miller off the plate for ball three. Now the count fills. At three balls and two strikes with two outs. Working off the first base side. Here's a payoff pitch from Sewell with two outs. Foul tipped back to the screen. And we'll do it again. Three balls and two strikes with two outs. Runners at second and third. Fresno Athletics running out of time to get back within reach of this ball game, but they have a chance here with two runners in scoring position. Here's the 3-2 pitch from the righty Sewell. It's a ground ball foul down the first base side, and we'll run it back. Quite a battle here between the leadoff man Tyson Miller and Colton Sewell. Sewell, hitting at the belt. Here's in. Now comes set off the first base side. The 3-2 pitch misses wide, and working the walk is Miller. That is the third walk issued by Colton Sewell this inning. That is the way that all three of the Fresno A's aboard have gotten on base. A walk, a strikeout, a walk, a flyout, and now another walk will bring up George Smith, the shortstop.
Shortstop, number 4.
Right-hand hitter who is 0-for-3 tonight. He's grounded into a double play. Grounded out 1-3 and popped out to the first baseman. All three of his hits have gone right toward Dylan Green. First pitch, misses wide for ball one. Sewell just not quite able to locate as well as he would like. His command, not really what it typically is. So you could say I need to go back through the signs. Here's the 1-0. From Sewell. Misses up and away for ball two. Sewell now will get some words of encouragement from Mark Anthony Carroll, who makes his way in from shortstop. Trying to get him to settle in here. Mark Anthony Carroll.
Smith is
doing what he can to just get some encouragement going for Colton Sewell. Now swing! Commitments for strike one on George Smith. Looked like something that Mark Anthony Carroll said worked. So he blew a heater by him for strike one. 2-1. Sewell kicks and deals. So chopper back towards Sewell. On the backhand, stumbles, throws to first in the air, and not in time. Sewell making his way off the mound, leapt for it, gloved, threw from his knee, a little rainbow throw, not quite in time to first. Hopefully Sewell's okay. He looks a little frustrated with how everything just turned out. The run will come in to score. Everybody moves up 90 feet. And George Smith gets the infield single. Coming in to score was Fernandez. Up to third is Maynard. And then up to second base is Tyson Miller. That loads the bases for Parker Crystal, who has singled, walked, and flown out tonight. There's some activity out in the Colt 45 pen. Here with two outs. Here's the first pitch from Sewell to the right-hand hitting Parker Crystal. Called strike one. No balls and one strike. Here's the 0-1 from Sewell. It's a line shot into center field. Rogowski coming in. Goes doesn't make the catch. He can't quite hold on to it. And two runs will come in to score. It looked like he took it off the grass, but as soon as he went into a slide, the ball escaped the clutches of his glove, and Bob Anderson will come out of the dugout. He's going to go to the Colt 45 pen and try and limit the damage here in what has now turned into an 8-4 ball game after Miller came around to score, following in the footsteps of Maynard. And Parker Crystal gets the RBI single, the two RBI single, moving up to second base is George Smith. Colton Sewell's night is done after a sloppy top of the seventh inning, unfortunately from him, where he just couldn't seem to get his command down, and the walks come back to bite him. He does get some applause as he makes his way off the mound. It's going to be Jesus Cerda on in relief of Colton Sewell, who goes two-thirds plus. He is responsible for both men aboard. He's given up three, and it could be more, depending on what Jesus Cerda can do if he can get the last out of this inning. And to allow Jesus Cerda to warm up, we're going to cut to break. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. We're at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Jesus Cerda on in the leaf for the Colts 45s. Coming out of the pen, following in the footsteps of Colton Sewell, who went two-thirds plus faced seven batters. He's responsible for both men aboard, George Smith and Parker Crystal, here in an 8-4 ball game. The Colt 45s were about less than a foot away from getting out of the jam with very limited damage. Trajan Rogowski coming in on the play, went into a dive, couldn't hold on to the baseball when he hit the ground, and went into a slide. It looked like his arm kind of bent behind him, and the ball popped out. And both runners came in to score for the Fresno A's. For Colton Sewell, he gives up two hits, three runs at least, but it depends on what Cerda can do to get the runners out here. There's runners at first and third for the right-hand hitting Luke Rhea. First pitch misses low for ball one. Luke Ray working a 1-0 count with two outs here in this top of the seventh. Cerda comes set out of the stretch. The 1-0. Fastball misses wide for ball two. The Fresno Athletics dugout getting a little bit louder as this game has gone on. It's 8-4. And should Luke Rhea get aboard, the tying run will be at the plate. Here's the 2-0 from Cerda. This is low for ball three. And Parker Crystal, who already has a stolen base tonight, is over there at first base being held on by Dylan Green. Cerda on the year is 1-0 with a 7.14 ERA and 11 in the third innings pitched. He's got 18 strikeouts and 5 walks. Here's the 3-0 from Cerda. This is wide, escapes Zanny. Coming in from third, glove flip by Zanny from the backstop is not in time. Head first slide by George Smith beats the flip from Zanny back behind the backstop on the wild pitch. And Smith will come in to score. It's now 8-5. Working the 4-pitch walk is Luke Rhea. And that will bring up the ninth batter of the inning, Scott Mitchell. It's now 8-5. The tying run at the plate for the Fresno A's. And what was once an 8-0 ball game, it is now 8-5. Again, the Fresno A's are a ball club that handed the Colt 45s their first loss of the season back on June 3rd. Now a double steal throw down to third base by Zanny is not in time. Parker Crystal steals third base. And stealing second base behind him is Luke Rhea. Now that puts even more pressure on these Colt 45s. There's two runners in scoring position and a 1-1 count on Scott Mitchell. Both teams now have batted around in separate innings. Here's the 1-1 from Jesus Cerda. Fastball in the outside corner called strike two. Scott Mitchell steps back into the box, rocking the socks up high, waves the wood back and forth as Cerda comes set, working off the first base side. The 1-2 delivery to the right-hand hitter. He's in the dirt, misses low. Even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker Crystal pretending to sprint down the line over there at third, trying to distract the pitcher Cerda as much as he can. Here's the 2-2 pitch with two outs in this top of the seventh. It's just off the plate. 3 balls and 2 strikes now. As the tension's rising here and the drama intensifies between the Fresno A's and the Colt 45s, a tying run at the plate in Scott Mitchell here in this 8-5 ball game. Runners at second and third. Cerda winds and deals the 3-2, misses up and away for ball four, and the bases are loaded.
That is the fifth walk of the inning for the Fresno Athletics. Now it will be Isaac Fernandez to the plate, who led off the inning with a walk.
Catcher number 65, Isaac Fernandez.
The go-ahead run now at the plate. Isaac Fernandez has struck out, grounded out, and walked tonight. Right-hand hitter, wide stance. Zandy sets up in. Cerda kicks and deals. Fastball right down Broadway, a called strike one. With two outs in this top of the seventh. Here's the 0-1 from Cerda with two outs. And the base is loaded. The infield playing behind the runners. Misses low. To even up the count at one ball and one strike. One and one with two outs. The Fresno A's with a little bit of a two-out rally going. They've put four on the board. Here's a 1-1 delivery from Cerda. That one misses low for ball two. At Fresno Athletics dugout, I said it a couple batters ago, it just keeps getting louder and louder as this game progresses and the line keeps moving for the Fresno A's. Under the lights here at Tagger Field on a Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. Here's the 2-1. Foul back to the screen and into the crowd for strike two. Now Cerda wipes his brow, readies and peers in at Zanny. Gets his sign, comes set off the first base side. The 2-2 delivery to the right-hand hitting Fernandez. Misses low and away for ball three. Another full count. The Fresno A's not going away quietly here in this top of the seventh. It was at once an 8-0 ball game. It's now 8-5, and the go-ahead run is at the plate for the Fresno A's. Here's the payoff pitch from the righty Cerda. Misses inside, but also hits off of Fernandez. He'll take first base on the hit-by-pitch, and another run will come into score. Both of those runs charged to Colton Sewell. And Bob Anderson out to talk to the home plate umpire. Not sure what about exactly. Two outs still. It's 8-6. And the bases are loaded for Brian Sanders, who is 0-3 tonight. He is one of only two Fresno A's to not reach base tonight. And what will be the 11th batter of the inning for the Fresno A's. Now Bob Anderson is going to come out to the mound, and then he's going to go to the pen. And both teams now tonight have gone to the pen twice in separate innings. So Cerda's night is done. He's responsible for all three men aboard. The bases are loaded. Ree, Mitchell, and Fernandez aboard for Brian Sanders II facing off against Cruz Cabral on in relief of Jesus Cerda when we return after this message from tonight's sponsor of the game, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Bob Anderson goes to the bullpen for Cruz Cabral after Cerda walks three and then hits another batter. Following pattern of Sewell, who also walked three. A couple of relief pitchers for the 45s that just couldn't quite locate the zone cleanly. Now Bob Anderson brings in Cruz Cabral, likely to get a strikeout and then just be done with this inning. It's 8-6 with the bases loaded for the Fresno Athletics here in the top of the seventh. Plenty of baseball left to play, but Cruz Cabral on in relief. Easily the best reliever for the Colt 45s. He's only allowed 5 hits in 13 innings this year. He's appeared in 7 games. He's got an 0.69 ERA with 1 save and 26 strikeouts. The most he's pitched in one game is 3 innings. And if he gets the out here, I assume he will go the rest of the way for the Colt 45s. Cruz Cabral facing off against the right-hand hitting Ryan Sanders the second. Here's the first pitch to Sanders the second with the bases loaded here in this top of the seventh. Fouled off, out of play, down the first base side for strike one. Sanders the second has struck out twice and grounded out to Mondohana over there at third tonight. Now Cabral. Gears in, comes set. Here's the 0-1 from Cabral. Breaking ball on the outside corner right at the knees for strike two. He slowed him down with the breaking ball. Now we'll probably go back to the high-octane heater here. No balls and 2 strikes with the bases loaded. Runners take their leads with 2 outs. They'll be breaking on contact. The tying run in scoring position. Here's the 0-2 from the righty, Cruz Cabral, standing at 6'5 out of Reedley College. Breaking ball, swing! And the side is finally retired. Cabral comes in, plays the janitor, and cleans up the mess. It's 8-6, and it's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s on top by a score of 8-6. Tonight's Redding Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Thank you.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Jacob Green, it's great to have you with us now in an 8-6 ball game after 5 runs were scored by the Fresno Athletics in the top of the 7th. We're here in the bottom of the 7th. Ryan Hamm leading off, along with Zanny and Carroll do up. He takes ball 1 outside the zone, facing off against Tyler Gonzalez. Still out there for this Fresno A's team. Now breaking ball catches the inner half to even up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. Now fastball on the outside corner for strike 2. The third full inning of work for Tyler Gonzalez. He misses low with this pitch. Make the count 2-1. Now the delivery from Gonzalez is a breaking ball outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now the ready kicks and deals. The outside corner right at the knees. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. It was actually 3-2. Ham thought he had the walk. Now Zanny to the plate. Right-hand hitter. Previously, Ryan Hammond actually reached base in all 3 of his at-bats. Now Brandon Zanny, who has struck out, grounded out, and singled. Be facing off against the righty Gonzalez. Here's the 0-1 to Zanny. Swing and a miss for strike 2. Got him to chase the breaking ball away. Now the 0-2 from Gonzalez with 1 out, nobody aboard. Just off the plate outside and a little bit upstairs. Let's make the count, 1 ball and 2 strikes. The 1-2 from Gonzalez is a breaking ball. Broken bat, ground ball toward the shortstop. Smith, who gloves, throws the first on a hop, and Zanny's going to beat it out after it wasn't picked.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Zanny safe at first on the E6.
Yes,
he'll get a courtesy runner out there. Tyler Zanizer again. That is the first error of the night for the Fresno Athletics.
Stepping up to the plate for the 45.
Now Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate, who's flown out, struck out, and doubled tonight. With Zanizer at first. Carroll takes that first pitch for a ball outside the zone. Gonzalez checks the runner at first as this one's popped up back toward the screen. The catcher, Fernandez, underneath it back in foul territory will squeeze it for out number two. Carroll pops out on the 1-0. Now Corey Likens to the plate, who has walked twice and singled tonight. He's been back-picked at first and then was also caught stealing at second base. He's had a rough night on the base pass. Runner at first, that's Zanizer, the courtesy runner for Zanny. First pitch fastball in the inner half called strike one to the right-hand hitting Corey Likens. Now the 0-1 misses low. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 to the righty Likens on the outside corner for strike two. One ball and two strikes. The Colt 45 is trying to get at least one run back after the five-run top of the seventh inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Runner going, misses low and away. The throw down to second base on a hop tag applied. In time, Zanizer is caught stealing. That is the second caught stealing for Isaac Fernandez, and that just fired up that Fresno dugout. As we head to the eighth, the Colt 45s up by a score of 8-6. So it'll be Cruz Cabral back out there for his first full inning of work. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. Aiden Perry, the pinch hitter, grounds one toward the shortstop, Carroll, who gobbles it up and throws the first in time. One pitch, one out. Aiden Perry is retired 6-3. Cruz Cabral, again in his first full inning of work here in this top of the eighth inning. It's an 8-6 ball game after last inning in the top of the seventh. The Fresno Athletics sent 11 batters to the plate and rallied back. They've pulled within two. Bob Anderson brought in Cruz Cabral to shut down this Fresno A's offense. Here's the first pitch of the right-in hitting Julian Rodriguez on the inner half called strike one.
No running, please.
Here's the 0-1 from Cabral. Misses wide to even up the count at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery from the righty Cabral. Fouled back out of play toward the parking lot. One ball and two strikes.
That foul ball brought to you by Action News Now.
Julian Rodriguez has flown out, struck out, and grounded out tonight. Here's the 1-2. Misses low, check swing, appeal to first, didn't go around. That evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Cabral peering in at Zanny. Comes set from the first base side, glove up by his shoulder. Kicks and deals the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Julian Rodriguez down on strikes via the swing and miss. They'll bring up the top of the order, Tyson Miller, here in this eighth inning. Left-hand hitter. Here's the first pitch from Cabral with the infield shifted to pull on the lefty. Misses low for ball one. Cabral peers in. Glove tucked up by his front shoulder. Gets a sign from Zanny who sets up away. Here's the 1-0 from Cabral. This is low and in. It's count two balls and no strikes here in this eighth inning. Ball comes set again. The 2-0 delivery to the left-hand hitter. Swing and a miss for strike one. Flew a fastball by him in on the hands.
Swing.
Center fielder Rogowski shaded a couple steps toward left center. Here's a 2-1 from the righty Cabral, standing at 6'5", showing bunt, pulling back from it for ball three is Miller. Three-one count on the left-hand hitting Tyson Miller here in the top of the eighth. It's an 8-6 ball game with two outs and nobody aboard. The 3-1 pitch from Cruz Cabral. On the inside corner, right at the knees, nailed a fastball in there to fill the count at three balls and two strikes. In an 8-6 ball game. Now the 3-2 from Cabral. The left-hand hitting Miller. Swing! Another strikeout added to the collection of Cruz Cabral. And the side is retired. The Fresno A's go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Colt 45s with one more chance to tack on some insurance here in this 8-6 ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. It's Corey Likens with a new set of downs. He'll be due up along with Trajan Bergowski and Colton Raphael, all in the top of the order. For the Colt 45s with the final chance to tack on some insurance runs as the Colt 45s up by a score of 8-6 after the 5-run top of the 7th inning in what was at one point an 8-0 ball game. Facing off against Tyler Gonzalez, still out there for the Fresno A's, but he's been putting in some great work thus far tonight. He has not allowed a run yet for the A's. It's been the only pitcher thus far for the Fresno A's to not allow a run. Now Likens to the plate, who had a 1-2 count on him before Zanizer was caught stealing. He takes a first pitch strike on the inner half for strike one. There is some activity out in the Fresno Athletic bullpen should the game continue to the bottom of the ninth at any point. The 0-1 catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike two. Tyler Gonzalez in his fourth full inning of work. The 0-2 just a bit low. Tough take there from Corey Likens. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 hit in the air towards center. Center fielder giving chase. Going to have to let it fall in front of him. Miller will quickly play it back in to hold Likens to a single. And the leadoff man is aboard here in this bottom of the 8th inning. Trajan Rogowski to the plate now. Right-hand hitter.
Center fielder, number 14, Trajan Rogowski.
Patrolling center field tonight and leading off per the typical as he shows bunt, pulls it back in time to take ball one. Here's the 1-0 from the righty Gonzalez out of the stretch. Likens being held on at first, showing bunt again, pulling it back for ball two. Trajan Rogowski, who has popped out, walked, stolen second, and struck out twice tonight. Working a 2-0 count from that right side. Likens at first being held on by Parker Crystal. Here's the 2-0 showing bunt gets down toward Parker Crystal at first, who has no one to flip the ball to, and safe at first is Rogowski. What a great play by Rogowski, perfectly placed bunt, and it was in the middle of no man's land. Miscommunication between the second baseman, first baseman, and pitcher for the Fresno Athletics. Unfortunate series of events there. Perry is over the for the to the bowl, the now all the Colt 45's offensive players. We're going to cut to break to allow the new relief pitcher for the Fresno Athletics to warm up his arm. You're in this top of the 8th inning. The Fresno Athletics trying to stay in it. When we return after this, it will be Colby Raphael
who is 1-for-4 tonight with that 3-run home run, facing off against the relief pitcher for the Fresno Athletics. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. Cameron Rosen on in relief for the Fresno Athletics, facing off against Colby Raphael here. Your back-to-back singles issued by Tyler Gonzalez, who went 3 1/3 plus, allowing 4 hits and only 1 run, unless those 2 men aboard for the Colt 45s come around to score. Runners at first and second. Raphael showing bunt, draws the corners in. The first baseman walking in, playing at about 60 feet away. And Raphael takes a call, strike one. Colt 45s have a chance to get a couple runs back here. Here's the 0-1 to Raphael, showing bunt now, pulls it back. That evens up the count at 1-1 after that pitch was called for a ball. We've now hit the 3-hour mark of this ball game, with both teams having quite explosive offensive innings. And Raphael takes his next pitch inside. Make it 2-1 on the right-hand hitting Raphael. Rosen peering in at the belt. Now kicks and deals the 2-1. Breaking ball fouled back out of play. For strike 2.
Foul ball brought to you by Shasta Bible College.
Rosen standing at about 6'5 out there on the hill, rocking the socks up high as well, about mid-calf length, old-school look. Here's the 2-2, foul back again out of play. This one hit a ton on the first base side. It's evened up the count at 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air toward left. Left fielder giving chase. Playable for him. He'll settle underneath it. Quickly play it back in. A routine flyout for Scott Mitchell will hold the runners at first and second. Raphael flies out. Raphael had that homer back in the fourth inning. That was over the left field wall. Now Dom DeCagna to the plate.
From
he's grounded out, singled, walked, stolen a base, and doubled tonight. He doubled back in the sixth. Runners at first and second. First baseman Crystal playing in front of the runner over there at first. DeCagna takes a first pitch ball to make the count 1-0. So 1-0, breaking ball misses inside. Two and 0 to the right end hitting DeCagna with the Sox up high. DeCagna leading the team with a .410 batting average coming into this game. So 2-0 is a little flare toward the second baseman, backpedaling, and he'll snare that one. DeCagna with the weak line out to the second baseman, Aiden Perry.
And let's give it up one more time for our back girl, Ava.
With two outs. Now, runners at first and second. Here's Dylan Green, who's grounded out, walked, doubled, and stolen a pair tonight. He's also struck out swinging. He hits this one in the air toward right. The right fielder giving chase toward the line will squeeze it on the run. And Cameron Rosin comes into the game and keeps the Fresno A's within two after Green flies out and the side is retired. As we head to the ninth with Cruz Cabral going out there to try and get the save here in this 8-6 ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash or hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green here with KCNR and Shasta Redding. It's great to have you with us here on a Friday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball. Cruz Cabral on in relief, working to close out this ball game, working in his second full inning of work. It's an 8-6 ball game. Smith, Crystal, and Rhea do up for the Fresno Athletics. Cruz Cabral with a tall order facing the heart of this Fresno A's lineup. Smith singled his last time up. It's the first pitch from Cabral. Misses low for ball one. Cabral working from the first base side of the rubber. Comes set, piercing at Zanny, who sets up low, the 1-0. On the outside corner, right at the knee, keeping up the count at one ball and one strike. Brawl with a deep breath. Smith readies. Now the 1-1 from Cabral. It's a breaking ball fouled back out of play for strike two. Cabral with a new baseball climbs back up the front slip of the mound as he rubs up the new pearl. Adjusts his hat. Now peers in at Danny, who relays the signs. Cabral readies, facing off against the right hand, hitting Smith. Cabral comes set, kicks, and deals the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swings for out number one here in this top of the ninth inning of an 8-6 ball game that the Colt 45s are on top of, trying to get their 28th win of the season. Now it's the right hand hitting Parker Crystal to the plate. He's singled twice. He's got a couple of stolen bases. He's also flown out and walked tonight. Here's the first pitch from Cabral as Parker Crystal steps into the box on that right side. Cabral winds and deals. breaking ball on the outside corner. Called strike one. Brawl comes set, working from the first base side. The 0-1 delivery. Catches the bottom of the zone for strike two. An 0-2 count on the best hitter of the night for the Fresno Athletics, Parker Crystal. Quickly in an 0-2 hole with one out. Cabral ready to rear back and throw the heater here. No balls and two strikes. Cabral has struck out the last three batters he's faced. The 0-2 delivery with one out, nobody aboard from the righty, standing at 6-5 out of Reedley. The 0-2. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Got him to go fishing on the breaking ball down. And that is the second out of this top of the ninth inning for Cruz Cabral, looking to get the save.
Right fielder, number two, Luke Ray.
Now two gone for Luke Ray, the last hope for the Fresno Athletics. Cruz Cabral looking to get his second save of the year. Here's the first pitch from Cabral to the right-hand hitter. Breaking ball, misses low for ball one. Cabral has five Ks in his outing tonight. He struck out every batter he's faced except for Aiden Perry last inning. Here's the 1-0 from the righty Cabral. Fastball catches the top of the zone on the inner half to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Now Cabral readies. The 1-1 delivery to the righty, Luke Ree. Misses low and away for ball two. Two and one, with two outs here in the top of the ninth inning of an 8-6 ball game. The Gold 45s led at 1.8-0. The Fresno A's rallied back to pull within two. Here's a 2-1. Breaking ball misses upstairs for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Cabral looking to get his second save of the year. The 3-1 pitch from the 6-5 righty. Fastball misses low, and Ree works a walk. Things getting interesting now with a tying run at the plate in Scott Mitchell, who has walked twice and struck out twice looking tonight.
The
last hope for the Fresno Athletics here in this top of the ninth inning. Right in hitter, waves the bat back and forth. Now ready, Green holding on the runner at first. It's the first pitch from the righty Cabral. Fastball fouled back to the screen for strike one.
That
helped. Cabral will get a new baseball. Readjust his hat. With two outs here in the top of the ninth inning, an 0-1 count on the right in hitting Mitchell. 8-6, the tying run at the plate for the Fresno Athletics. Cabral trying to shut down this ball game and get the save. The 0-1, the fastball right at the bottom of the zone for strike two. No balls and two strikes with two outs here in the top of the ninth inning. 8-6, Cruz Cabral out of Madera, California and Reedley College, standing at 6-5, working from the first base side of the rubber. The 0-2 delivery with two outs from the righty Cabral. Misses high. 1-2 now. Scott Mitchell staying alive. Cabral peers in at Zanny. Zanny relays the signs. Cabral comes set. Runner at first, tying run at home. The 1-2 delivery from Cabral. Foul tipped, staying alive just barely is Scott Mitchell. Just got a piece of it, fouled it back to the screen. 1-2 with two outs in this 8-6 ball game. Scott Mitchell's going to step out of the box and call time, readjust his batting gloves. Now steps back into the box. Scott Mitchell wearing the yellow socks up high for this Fresno Athletics ball club. Runner at first being held on by Green. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Cabral. Breaking ball misses wide for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Fresno Athletics dugout doing all they can to shout some words of encouragement to Scott Mitchell, their last hope as they're down to their final out and their final strike here in this ball game. Cabral comes set. The 2-2 from the righty. Foul tipped into the parking lot. Back over the screen. As the count holds at two balls and two strikes. Cabral readies again with a new pearl. Here's in at Zanny. Now readies. Checks the runner at first being held on by Green. The 2-2 pitch from Cabral to the right-hand hitting Mitchell. Misses high and away for ball three. That will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. There's nobody out in the Colt 45 pin. This is Cruz Cabral's game to win or lose. Three balls and two strikes. Walks have been the thorn in the Colt 45 side tonight, and they don't want it to happen anymore. Three balls and two strikes with the runner at first. The 3-2 delivery from Cabral with the runner going just off the plate outside, and the Fresno Athletics somehow are still staying alive. Now Isaac Fernandez to the plate. Two outs here in this 8-6 ball game. Bob Anderson's going to come out to the mound, but I believe he's just going to have a chat with Cruz Cabral, not actually go to the bullpen. Just kind of ice this game a little bit for the Fresno Athletics after back-to-back walks issued, which is not something we've seen a lot from Cruz Cabral. Coming into this game, he hadn't walked a batter yet. Now they pull the whole infield in to talk things over. They don't want to surrender a hit or a double steal or anything like that. We've seen a double steal already from the Fresno Athletics, and a double steal would put two runners in scoring position, and then all of a sudden they're one hit away from a tie ball game and extra baseball here at Tiger Field. Everyone makes their way back to their respective spaces and places. Zanny back behind the dish. Isaac Fernandez has struck out, grounded out, walked, and been hit by a pitch tonight. The infield playing behind the runners.
Catcher, number 65.
The catcher, Isaac Fernandez, to the plate. Cruz Cabral trying to get the save here. With the go-ahead run now at home, delivers a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Cabral using that heater to his advantage. Some high octane with it. Here's the 0-1 to the right-hand hitting Fernandez. A wide-open stance deep in the box. Breaking ball misses away. Teeing up the count at one ball and one strike. With two outs, the final hope for the Fresno A's is Isaac Fernandez. They've been down to their last out for the last two batters. Here's the 1-1 from Cabral. That's ball on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes now. Cabral, again, working this Fresno A's offense down to their final strike. After walking the last two batters, after he struck out the previous five. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Cabral to the right-hand hitting Fernandez with two outs in the top of the ninth. Misses upstairs for ball two. Cabral needs to go back to that fastball if he wants a chance at ending this at bat. That breaking ball has not been able to hit the location he wants. Two balls and two strikes. Runners take their leads from first and second. Not being held on by this Colt 45 defense. The 2-2 from Cabral. Fastball is grounded. Awesome. Cabral is going to quickly recover it. Throw it to first. Everybody's going to be safe. No throw, and the bases are loaded. That was a line shot right back at Cabral, who winced in pain as he quickly tried to recover it. Now Bob Anderson's going to come out, make sure Cabral is okay. He looks very upset after that line shot was taken off of his shoulder. He's going to likely take a couple of pitches here and see if he can still throw okay. He waves off Bob Anderson. He's going to take a second, take a quick breather. A scary moment there for Cruz Cabral as it came right back toward him. And now the bases are loaded for none other than Brian Sanders II. The athletic trainer for the Colt 45s is going to come out to the mound and check on Cruz Cabral. A little bit of a break in the action here. And Cabral is saying he's all right. Two outs and the base is loaded. As Cabral gets some applause from this crowd here at Tiger Field. Now Brian Sanders II due up.
Game one! Yeah, game one!
The tying run in scoring position. Cabral's going to take a few tosses just to make sure all his mechanics are fine. He seems to be all right. The Tiger Field faithful cheers him on. And the right-handed hitting, Brian Sanders II, who struck out three times tonight and grounded out once. With two outs and the bases loaded, Cabral readies, kicks and deals. Breaking ball misses upstairs for ball one. One ball and no strikes to the right-hand hitter. The Fresno A's are a single away from tying up this ball game. Here's the 1-0 to the right-hand hitting Sanders II. Foul tipped back to the screen. Even up to count at one ball and one strike. Got him to chase a fastball down. One and one to the right-hand hitter. Also wearing the socks up high, knee length for the Fresno Athletics. Runners take their leads from first, second, and third. Here's the 1-1 delivery from Cabral to the right-hand hitter. Fastball on the inside corner for strike two. Cabral again working this Fresno Athletics offense down to their final strike. Bases loaded. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Cabral as he comes set to the right-hand hitting Brian Sanders. The 1-2 delivery from Cabral on the inside corner. Strike three called. Cruz Cabral gets the save and hands Brian Sanders II a golden sombrero on the night. The final score here, 8-6. A thriller of a ball game. The Fresno Athletics just coming up short against this Colt 45 ball club. What a thriller we had tonight. The winning pitcher, Ty Cook, he gets his fifth win of the year. Cooper King gets the loss, and Cruz Cabral gets the save. The final time of the game was 3 hours and 22 minutes. We'll see you back out here tomorrow night at 7:15. The final totals for the Fresno Athletics was 6 runs on 7 hits, 1 error, they left 10. The Colt 45s, 8 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, they left 6. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Special thanks to my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio. As always, doing a great job engineering things for us. This is Jake Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45, saying thanks for listening, and please drive safely. I also got to thank Cruz out here at Tiger Field. sensational member of this Tiger Field staff that keeps me supplied with drinks and everything to bring you guys the best product of play-by-play baseball I can give. The final score from Tiger Field tonight here in Redding, California, is the Fresno Athletics 6 and your Colt 45s 8.
Walks early down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one by the
moments of the Colbert Show. Some of the greatest hits, if you will, like when Colbert wanted a pardon for Joe.
Joe Biden gave a full pardon to his son, Hunter. You go, Joe. You go. I say he should go full bucket list. Just pardon everybody. Just load up those pardons into a Nerf machine gun and go pop, 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 pop. Or you know what? You know what would be really funny? This would be really funny. If Joe pardoned, like, every late night host.
I wonder if that was actually funny or the dream of every late night host. I wonder if they, all of them got together and said, should we ask for a pardon? Are you worried? I gotta believe that Jimmy Kimmel is concerned. I gotta believe that. His show can't be doing that well either. There's been such a renaissance of actual comedy and not the wokeness that goes on. And the politics has got to be exhausting. Look, we're 473 days away from the midterm elections. It's got to be absolutely exhausting for these guys. And I'm sure that Colbert will spend the next 10 months trying to gin up the anti-Republican, anti-Trump sentiments out there as well. I have to go back to another one of Colbert's times that just made us all cringe. This was the time when Colbert and Kamala were together, and I think it was her sixth time on the show.
Madam Vice President, it is an honor to have you here. Thank you for stopping by again. This is your sixth visit to the Late Show.
It is my sixth visit. Five in person.
Five in person. Does she get a jacket like they do on Saturday Night Live? Is she part of the Five Timers Club for being there? Just wondering. I never really got to watch Colbert's show. I actually liked when he did the spoof of a conservative on Comedy Central. I knew what he was doing. Didn't agree with all of it, but I understood it was performance. But when he went to the network, when he jumped from Comedy Central to CBS, he became a political advocate. His show moved away from entertainment and into political advocacy, and he lost me. I never watched it. Somebody who may have, our buddy Jason in Kensington, Maryland, joining us at 888-630-9625. Jason, welcome. Did you ever watch the Colbert Show?
I watched it just under duress because the show was just bloody awful. I mean, you know, they're going to blame Trump. They're going to blame everything but themselves because once they sort of got in on the bandwagon of bashing Trump, their entertainment value just went down. I mean, it was just an awful show. And I mean, even people who hate Trump hated the show because it was boring. I mean, you know, you're going to get Trump 24/7 and you want to sit down and watch a comedy show, and all of a sudden you're getting Trump for the last couple of hours of your night's view, and it's like, I don't want this crap. I mean, it's terrible bloody programming. But I mean, it's just showing over the years that this stuff is starting to fail, you know, with other shows that have fallen by the wayside that have gone after Trump and tried to be entertaining on his back, but it's failed.
Well, I just wonder if the late night format can ever make a successful comeback. I point to Gutfeld. He's at 10 o'clock. He's not in the traditional late night position, but he's done very well with a format that focuses a lot on comedy and laughter. Yes, a lot of it's conservative political leaning, but he sounds more like the traditional Carson Letterman type late night program, maybe even Leno, where there's an actual focus on entertainment as opposed to politics and getting the message of your party across. And I just don't know if it'll ever come back. Now, you're from Australia, right, Jason?
Yes. Brisbane.
Wasn't there a late night program in Australia that kind of mirrored some of the great American late night programs?
Yeah, there was always copies of basically the same format as American shows, but Australian versions, and they were great. I mean, it was always tongue in cheek, and I mean, we have a different kind of humour out there, of course, so we've applied more of a dry sort of humour. And we also got American shows out there too, as well as the English shows. So we were kind of spoiled because we had the sort of the best of all of them. And, you know, whether it was Benny Hill or the English comedies or the Australian comedies and then the American stuff, it was all different, sort of styles of comedy. But yeah, we did have copies of a lot of the American, sitcoms and game shows and all that. So it was fairly entertaining, but I haven't really seriously watched these shows for years now just because they're bad.
Yeah, I don't understand how the late night format ever returns to its greatness. It used to be a place where you went to see the latest stars of the next movie to come out, and you saw a really curious character and occasionally a funny comic sketch at the beginning, and none of that seems to be happening. As a matter of fact, last night after Colbert made the announcement, Adam Shifty Schiff was on, and did you watch it last night at all, by any chance?
No, I didn't. I was probably counting sheep by that time.
Well, good for you. So. But I did watch it, and I have Schiff. I just got to make sure, I'll have to clear it with Michael Piercy during the break, that we're allowed to play what Adam Schiff said because we're not in the late night time slot. I think Schiff is playing the Democrats' tough guy card and trying to say some incendiary things. I'll play it for you just after the break. But thank you, Jason. Thank you for voting that Colbert Show was just awful, and you can't blame Trump. Blame yourself. It's an excellent point of view. Appreciate you. That's the old saying. If your shoes smell, don't blame your socks. You know, it's you. It's your feet. That's how I feel about the Colbert thing. And, yes, Adam Schiff was on last night. Adam Shifty Schiff was on last night, and I think he's trying to create some street cred for himself and his party. What did Adam Schiff say that has tongues wagging? I've got that. We have more from J.D. Vance. There's news about the clawback bill, which got to the House last night. President Trump making sure we get that $9.4 billion back. Sorry, PBS. Sorry, Big Bird. Colbert's not the only one who's going to be getting some cuts. Join the conversation. 888-630-9625. It's Opelka for Plant on the Chris Plant Show.
The only thing your mouth is good for is being Vladimir Putin's holster.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Free trial of 7 days. A customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period. Fees will apply.
When my business was taking off, our old phone system just wasn't cutting it. We needed fewer missed calls, more flexibility, and better visibility into customer conversations. That's when I found OpenPhone.
OpenPhone is the all-in-one system for small businesses and growing teams. Manage multiple numbers from one device, work seamlessly as a team with shared numbers, and stay organized with AI-powered call transcripts, summaries, and next steps. so nothing gets missed and your team responds faster. OpenPhone integrates with tools you already use, like Slack, HubSpot, and Zapier, so everything's connected and efficient.
Having tried just about every relevant small business phone system, OpenPhone is truly in a league of its own. It's now essential to how we run our business, and I couldn't be happier with the value it brings.
See why over 60,000 businesses trust OpenPhone. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
Attention retirement savers. A major U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risks just increased significantly. And a billionaire investor warns of a more serious global breakdown. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to the award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD to find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. Help protect what you've worked so hard for before it's too late. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD. You should always consult with your financial and tax professional.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Did you know half of all cats in the United States don't see a vet on a regular basis? Hi, I'm Kat Dennings, and I love cats. Like, really, really love them. Seriously. That's why I'm here to ask you to take your cat to the vet each and every year. I'm working with Royal Canin and Orphan Kitten Club in their program, Mighty Cat, the first grant program in the world to protect and care for newborn kittens. For the Take Your Cat to the Vet initiative, which encourages cat owners across the country to schedule annual vet visits. Since it's tricky to decode our cat's behavior, it is super important to collaborate with your veterinarian to uncover any potential illnesses and learn the signs that something could be wrong. As pet owners, it is our responsibility to make sure cats of all ages have a chance to live a full and happy life by providing the care they need and deserve. Visit orphankittenclub.org/mightycat to learn more.
The adults aren't cutting it anymore. I think we need to change the voting age. Until we do something about guns, you can't vote if you're over 18. And it's more. Feel better.
Stephen Colbert with the kind of cutting-edge comedy slash political statements that we're only going to have 10 more months of, and then he'll ride off into the sunset and someone else will pick him up. He'll probably end up back on Comedy Central. We'll see. It's Michael Pelkin for Chris Plant on the Chris Plant Show discussing the big bombshell that happened yesterday. CBS says they're ending the Colbert Show. And I'm here for all of it. I'm here for the celebration, the Schadenfreude celebration of it. And then you have to wonder what's going to happen to the rest of the late night world. Well, Larry in Fort Worth, Texas is weighing in on the Chris Plant Show. Larry, welcome, sir. What's your thought?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. Good, sir. How's Cowtown doing? I miss Fort Worth. It's always a great town.
Oh, yeah. No, we're doing great. We're baking as usual in the hot Texas sun.
Well, it's a good day to go to Joe T. Garcia's and get yourself a bucket of necks and some great tacos.
There you go.
So what's your take on this late-night situation? What do you think is going to happen to late-night TV?
So here's my take. So I'm 60 years old. I turned 60 this year. And I grew up with Johnny Carson and David Letterman. After Letterman, I just kind of weaned myself off of late-night TV. And really didn't get into it. And I haven't watched it ever since Letterman went off the air. But anyway, or at least when he was on CBS or, no, NBC. Well, anyway, okay. I'm thinking that the demographic has changed now because young people and middle-aged people who they're trying to get, they're not going to come home and want to watch late-night TV of anything because they're going to be on their computers, doing whatever or playing games or anything like that. If anything, I see local TV stations coming in with a feed of, a shopping channel or something.
I think you're right. I think we're going to see transactional television take over the late night spot because there's just so much competition from the internet, from tablets, from phones, from laptops, etc., that people are streaming more than they're relying on the networks. And let's face it, they tape all these shows. They're taped earlier in the evening, so nothing's really live anymore. There's no edge to it. And I think everybody senses that. I appreciate you being there. Thanks so much. Try and stay cool in the heat of Fort Worth and the Metroplex area there. Thank you, Larry. I mentioned Adam Schiff was on with Colbert last night, trying to be a tough guy. And he's all upset because President Trump is hinting that the DOJ is going to come after him for mortgage fraud.
Ever since I led his first impeachment, he's threatened me with jail and prosecution and called me a traitor, accused me of treason, blah, blah, blah. He coerced Republicans into censuring me in the House, and now the latest attack on me. So I just want to direct this, if this is the right camera, or maybe that's the right
that's
camera.
That's the right camera right there.
Donald, piss off.
And the crowd goes wild. Really? At that? Seriously, people? That's the red meat you wanted?
Yes. But Donald, before you piss off, would you release the Epstein files?
And there it is. The Democrats had control and could have released all that stuff for years, but now suddenly they're interested in it. Isn't that fascinating? Adam Schiff, trying to be a tough guy. Well, we'll get into the Epstein story because there were some very fascinating details that emerged yesterday as it relates to that. And a couple other crazy stories. Donald Trump probably laughing at Adam Schiff this morning. I hope he is. All right, first hour of the show in the books. You want to join us for the rest of it, 888-630-9625. It's Opelka in for Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.